KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Like my family, you know, the general public. But here's the thing. I'm going to come hang out with you. Live event, Nashville. 3,000 people backstage live. June 29th, the historic Ryman Auditorium in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. So if you haven't been to one of our backstage live events, they are awesome. As you may have noticed, we've been on a huge winning streak here at the Daily Wire, from suing the federal government to stop their tyrannical vax mandate, to helping stop the Loudoun County School Board from its predations against kids, to announcing $100 million to challenge woke Disney, and the launch of DW Kids. So now is an excellent time to get together with our pals and celebrate. There will be surprises in store. Join me, Matt Walsh, Michael Knowles, Andrew Clavin, and Jeremy Boring of Jeremy's Razors for our biggest live event of the year. Tickets go on sale Thursday, May 12th, 10 a.m. Central Time for Daily Wire, all access members only. So remember, you have to be an all access member to get extra time to pick up the tickets. Last time, we sold out basically just the all access members. So you really should get an all access membership today to make sure you have access to the tickets. 12 hours later, they go on sale for the general public. If you're not an all access member, don't miss out. Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Become an all-access member today and get that early access to our Ryman event tickets. Daily Wire Backstage Live, the Ryman, Nashville, June 29th. I'll pretend to be happy to see you there. Alrighty, so the entire media are fully consumed with Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court of the United States. And again, the suggestion seems to be from the media constantly that people are going to vote en masse based on Roe. This is just not the case. As I've said, this is a multiple hypothetical they're hoping comes to fruition. They're hoping, one, that the Supreme Court rules the way that this majority opinion suggests that it will. Two, that there are a lot of people in red and purple states who are going to be just exorbitantly angry about Roe versus Wade and fearful that there will be a huge piece of legislation coming down that is going to, three, affect them. Hey, and again, I think that is a real bank shot. That is not a direct electoral motivator. Direct electoral motivators typically involve things that directly involve your life, like right now, not sometime in the future. I may be in a situation where I need an abortion and decide that I want an abortion, and then I won't be able to get an abortion. I also won't be able to get a plane ticket to New York or California, and maybe they'll pass a law that'll really hurt me at that point. That's not how people vote. The way that people typically vote is based on what is happening to them in the here and now. And you know what's happening to people in the here and now? The economy is happening to them in the here and now. According to a new Convention of States Action Trafalgar survey released on Thursday, apparently a plurality of Americans said that lowering inflation and fixing the economy was the number one issue to them. And this, again, is duplicative of multiple polls showing that the economy remains the top issue. The other issues that people seem to care about is securing the border is a top issue. There's some other issues that are in there, like, for example, racial and social equality. These are low down on the chart. So is climate change. Right? The ones that Democrats think are really going to motivate people to get out there, those things do not rank high in any poll of the issues that people are mostly caring about. Now, if you ask people, like, right this moment, today, what they care about, they'll still say the economy is number one. They might say abortion as number two just because it's top of the headlines. In 4 months, it ain't going to be top of the headlines. As soon as the Supreme Court actually comes out with the decision, it's not going to be top of the headline. It's just going to be the fulfillment of the opinion that's already been released. So in some ways, the early leak of this thing took a lot of the sting and a lot of the fight out of the issue when the Supreme Court decision comes down in presumably a few weeks or so. But again, right now, what you're looking at is a bad economy and an economy that is getting worse. We keep hearing that the economy is strong. That is not how people feel about the economy. And they certainly don't feel that way after the Dow tumbled 1,000 points for the worst day since 2020. And the NASDAQ dropped 5% yesterday. And the reason for that is because there was this bizarre kind of surge on Wednesday that happened after Jerome Powell went out there and told you a bunch of fibs about how strong the economy was. Said there's no chance of recession. We're going to get this inflation thing under control. We're going to raise interest rates by half a percentage point, 50 basis points. And all of this will get things under control. And the market, for a moment, surged. Like, maybe Jerome Powell knows what he's talking about. And then they're like, well, maybe he doesn't know really what he is talking about. So the market surged based on Jerome Powell's announcement. And then within 24 hours, it had dumped based on Jerome Powell's announcement. According to Randy Frederick, managing director of trading and derivatives at the Schwab Center for Financial Research over at CNBC, he says, if you go up 3% and then you give up a half percent the next day, that's pretty normal stuff. Having the kind of day we had yesterday and then seeing it 100% reversed within half a day is just truly extraordinary. Large tech stocks were the ones that were feeling the most pressure. Meta Platforms and Amazon fell nearly 6.8% and 7.6% respectively. Microsoft dropped 4.4%. Salesforce dropped 7.1%. Apple sank close to 6%. E-commerce stocks were a key source of weakness. On Thursday, Etsy and eBay dropped 16.8% and 11.7% respectively after issuing weaker than expected revenue guidance. Now, this, by the way, should be an indicator that consumption is starting to fall off in pretty dramatic fashion because Amazon is driven by two forces, really. Amazon Web Services, which is large internet companies that they use their web services for hosting, and then also consumption, right? A lot of Amazon's product services and sales, that's how they make their money. The same thing is certainly true for Etsy and eBay, which are completely just product consumption. So when product consumption goes down, what you start to see is demand leveling off. When demand levels off and inflation is still high, we call this stagflation. And you start to look at recession. Meanwhile, mortgage rates hit 5.27%. That is the highest level since 2009. At the beginning of the year, home loan rates were 3.22%. So they've jumped more than 2% in the course of the last few months alone. According to the Wall Street Journal, the steady climb in mortgage rates shows no signs of slowing down. The average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate home loan rose to 5.27% from 5.1% a week earlier, according to Freddie Mac. That marked the weekly figure's highest reading in nearly 13 years. Thursday's reading continued what has been a rapid surge as the busy spring selling season takes hold. The average rate on America's most popular home loan was 3.22% in early January, 2.96% 1 year ago. From January to April, rates rose at their fastest three-month pace since 1994. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by half a percentage point in a bid to curb inflation. Freddie's weekly average was recorded before the central bank's Wednesday announcement. So what that means is that you would imagine that these rates are going to continue to go up pretty sharply, and that means that your mortgage just got a lot more expensive. Now, maybe that is compensated for, at least in part, by dropping real estate prices, but that is going to hurt a lot of people who, for example, already own homes and spent the last couple of years buying homes in the inflated market. And now they're underwater on their mortgages. So you could start to see a real estate tumble based on that. More on this in a moment. First, fortune favors the bold and the strong and the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerful, simple business checking. And unlike traditional banking, Novo does not have minimum balances, no transaction limits, no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-all-fits approach, Novo is customized to your business. It saves you time and frees up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free. Join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who have found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/Shapiro. Plus, Ben Shapiro Show listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/Shapiro to sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA member FDIC. Terms and conditions do apply. When you inflate the economy this fast, and when you have supply chain crises, and when you have a government that is firmly convinced that dumping money into the economy is a good idea, there are predictable effects, and those effects include bubbles that burst. And this is a major problem. It's not people on the right just saying this. CNN's Harry Enten, who is certainly no right winger, he says that Joe Biden has awful economic numbers. Right? These poll numbers are just bad for him.
On the Chiron, you see dismal. I was going to use the word awful. Essentially, if you ask Americans how they view the economy, is it poor or good? Look at the percentage that say poor at this time. It is north of 70%. It is 77% say bad, bad, bad.
Okay, well, if that many Americans feel that the economy is bad, it doesn't matter how many times Ron Klain retweets people saying the fundamentals of the economy are strong. People feel like their money is worth less because their money is worth less. People feel that demand is leveling off, which means that their job might go away, and they're very much afraid of that. People are feeling like they can't afford a mortgage in the first place, and now they doubly can't afford a mortgage. And then even if the prices come down, they certainly can't afford a mortgage because the mortgage rates are going to be 7, 8% at the rate of increase that we are currently seeing on a 30-year fix, right? These are big, big numbers. And this is scaring people, and it should scare people. What this really means is that there's a good shot of recession's coming. The only question is when. According to former Obama advisor Steve Ratner, he says, yeah, the recession is coming.
There's talk about recession. Chairman Powell said yesterday that he was aiming for a, quote, softish landing. I don't know how you would feel if you were on a plane and the pilot announced that he was aiming for a softish landing. And it's a real question as to where this is going and how high rates will go, how high inflation will go, and what the impact of that will be on the economy, especially as we go into the midterms next year.
Former Biden advisor Jared Bernstein is saying the same thing. He's a former advisor to Joe Biden when he was vice president of the United States. He says, I can't rule out a recession here because no one can rule out a recession here. And again, this is brought about by bad government policy. Yes, there are supply chain crises. They're not impacting Europe the same way they're impacting the United States. This is a Federal Reserve, federal government policy, and it has generated a really, really dangerous time in the American economy.
Can you tell the American people that we're not headed for a recession?
I can tell the American people that we are much better positioned when it comes to that recession question than pretty much any other advanced economy I've seen. But probably more importantly,
you
can never rule anything out.
You can never rule anything out. Okay, so here's the truth. I speak to investors on a routine basis, and the problem is because nobody knows where the economy is going, people are starting to get very tentative about where they put their money. Do you put it in real estate with these giant mortgage rates, knowing that the real estate prices are probably going to drop? Or do you just wait? Do you put your money into tech stocks, knowing that the tech stocks are starting to fall pretty dramatically? Or do you just wait? Do you put your money into bonds, knowing that the federal government has inflationary policies that could kick back in a couple of years down the line? Or do you just wait? Do you just take your money out of the economy and sit on it? This is a major problem during the Obama era. During the Obama era, there are trillions of business investment dollars sitting on the sidelines because of the uncertainty about the economy, because of the regulatory policy of the administration. And it looks a lot like that. It feels a lot like that. If you're an investor, really, if you have like some loose money sitting on the sidelines, where do you put it right now? There's this irrational exuberance, as Alan Greenspan used to suggest. And that irrational exuberance sort of repeated itself. So we saw a bubble, and now we are starting to see the bubble burst. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
Now, the stock market's at a record high. Again. Things are looking up. Houses are selling in a week. Interest rates are still crazy low. And to top it all off, the government printed $5 trillion in new money. You might have noticed that all of this doesn't add up. It's like those plates spinning on top of those sticks. When they stop, it all comes crashing down, right? You need to keep your cash safe, not crashing down. Using precious metals is a well-proven way to do this. In a gold or silver IRA 401k rollover, you even get tax breaks while you bomb-proof your money. To find out how you can do this, you need to talk to one of Noble Gold's representatives. They're patient and knowledgeable and can help you navigate the precious metals market. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA that you start. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit our website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Investing involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Alrighty, coming up, this administration, they don't know what to do on the economy, so they're just going to continue doubling down. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So in a time of great economic uncertainty, it's good to know that the Biden administration always provides a level of stability and certainty in doing the wrong thing. But the problem, one of the big problems here, is that you have an administration and a Federal Reserve that is still attempting to remake America according to its preferred political policies, which is pretty amazing. A few weeks ago, Ezra Klein did an interview with Larry Summers. And in that interview with Larry Summers, he basically let the cat out of the bag. He said, you know, I'm looking at these economic numbers and the inflation numbers, and I know that reality doesn't have to comport with my view of what reality ought to be, but it makes me sad that we really tried to run the economy hot in order to help the people at the bottom of the economic spectrum, and those are the people getting hurt the worst. And it's like, yes, of course, that's always how it works. When you inflate the economy, when you pursue bad economic policy that creates bad risk assessments, that creates bubbles, that then bursts. But what Ezra Klein said was, I think, the way that the left views things, which is, well, you know, in any case, when things get bad, the people at the bottom get hit hardest. When things are good, people at the bottom aren't benefiting enough. Therefore, we should always pervert policy toward the people at the bottom of the economic spectrum. Now, the problem with that, listen, we can all be sympathetic to people at the bottom of the economic spectrum. The problem is when you create perverse incentives, the people who tend to take the perverse incentives are the people at the bottom of the economic spectrum who then end up holding the bag when the music stops. And that's precisely what happened in 2007, 2008. So now you have the Federal Reserve and top U.S. regulators who are now attempting to push exactly, precisely the same policy that brought about the 2007-2008 crash. According to the Wall Street Journal today, top U.S. regulators proposed overhauling how banks lend hundreds of billions of dollars annually in lower-income communities, the first major revamp to the standards in more than two decades, as lenders increasingly offer financial services online. The proposal to modernize rules for the 1977 Community Reinvestment Act was announced Thursday and could be finalized by the end of the year. It aims to ensure lending to lower-income individuals and small businesses is distributed more evenly where banks do business. Existing rules focus on bank activities around their physical branches. Those rules are outdated in a world in which much financial activity happens over the internet. With mobile phones, both bankers and community advocates say, today's proposal seeks to expand access to credit, investment, and banking services in low- and middle-income communities, said incoming Federal Reserve Vice Chairwoman Lael Brainard in a written statement. The Fed is one of three regulators rewriting the lending rules. The other two, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, also signed off on the proposal on Thursday. The regulators will collect public comments on the proposal through early August before writing final rules. Congressional approval is not necessary. Under the plan, large banks would face expanded scrutiny of their auto lending activities if such loans comprise a significant portion of their business in addition to mortgages and small business loans. Officials cited the importance of auto loans to lower-income borrowers in explaining the added scrutiny. So again, the idea is to pressure banks to give loans more easily in low-income communities. The problem with this, of course, is that if banks actually thought it was highly profitable because people in low-income communities were paying back their loans at a good rate, don't you think they would already be taking advantage of those markets? According to the Wall Street Journal, the Community Reinvestment Act is designed to end redlining, banks' historical practice of avoiding lending in certain areas, often lower-income communities, frequently leading to stark economic disparities along racial lines. The law is one of the major tools the government uses to encourage banks to lend more to low- and moderate-income communities. So, again, they're now promoting rules that they are hoping are going to expand lending. I mean, right now, credit, they're trying to drive the credit to prevent the inflation. But at the same time, they want to make it looser in terms of how you lend in low-income communities, which are the most vulnerable communities in terms of which people are least likely to pay back loans. And then you wonder, well, how bubbles are created? It's because of stuff like this. So get ready for economic pain, because this administration has no plans up its sleeve other than economic pain. Nothing they do is designed toward actually solidifying the economy, making business people more feel more comfortable with their investments, making people feel like the economy is going to continue to expand. I mean, you have the Treasury Secretary openly saying that countries attempting to make friendlier business climates is a race to the bottom. And then you're wondering why people are taking trillions of dollars out of their investments, cashing out and taking that cash and putting it on the sidelines. That would be the reason why. Meanwhile, the Democrats are pursuing radical social policy. So justices, I mean, this is kind of an amazing thing. And I got to put this on John Roberts at this point. John Roberts needs to just release the majority opinion in Roe and be done. I think it's an actual sin what John Roberts is doing right now. If John Roberts thinks that a few additional weeks of consideration of this issue, when we already have the majority opinion, so we can change a few lines here or there, and we can go through our process, and this will uphold the institutional authority of the Supreme Court, and then everybody will be happier when we release a very similar opinion to the one that we already saw from Justice Alito. If he thinks that that upholds the institutional integrity of the Supreme Court, he's out of his mind. Roberts has been wrong every step of the way on this sort of stuff, by the way. Roberts, every time he says he wants to uphold the institutional integrity of the Supreme Court, he does something that undermines the institutional integrity of the Supreme Court. He'll be like, yeah, we can't knock down Obamacare. That'll undermine the integrity of the Supreme Court. So I'm going to write this decision where in one part of the decision, I call Obamacare a tax, and in another part, I call it not a tax in the same decision. This is the kind of stuff that Justice Roberts does. Well, right now, the thing that needs to happen is the Band-Aid needs to get pulled off. And it really needs to get pulled off for very practical safety reasons, because there are people positing online right now. There was a British commentator who posited online a thought experiment, a trolley experiment, sort of a Derek Parfit moral thought experiment. And here was his thought experiment. His thought experiment, I kid you not, this is on Twitter, was if you could kill one of the Supreme Court justices in the majority today and thus spare hundreds of thousands of women every year who want to have an abortion from the predations of state governments that prevent them from having abortions, isn't that worth it? And you have to imagine that some of that logic is going through the heads of people on the left right now. If they could snap their fingers and Justice Thomas just disappeared, do you think that they might do it? I'm not suggesting that every single person who opposes the decision is a potential assassin, of course. That would be ridiculous. But if you are worried about the safety of justices, as you should be since they are now in hiding and a huge fence is out at the Supreme Court, a non-scalable fence is now out around the Supreme Court. If you're worried about that, shouldn't you just release the opinion? Because right now we are still at this inflection point with regard to this particular decision. And Democrats keep running the rhetoric extremely hot here, like really, really hot. According to the UK Daily Mail, left-wing groups are currently planning to send activists and protesters to the homes of conservative justices, to their houses. An activist group called Ruth Sent Us, as in Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who certainly would not be in favor of this, has published the supposed addresses of Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Coney Barrett, and Roberts, and are planning walk-bys of their homes Wednesday, May 11th. The group's website says our 6-3 extremist Supreme Court routinely issues rulings that hurt women, racial minorities, LGBTQ+, and immigrant rights. We must rise up to force accountability using a diversity of tactics. This is extraordinarily dangerous stuff. Roberts needs to release the opinion and be done. Because until that opinion is released, these people really believe that they can either threaten or maybe do violence to a justice in order to achieve their goals. What Roberts is doing right now is sinful. Already coming up, what would you say if I told you that this White House was very much in favor of people basically threatening Supreme Court justices? Because they kind of are. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When you think of May, think Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Maaco offers a variety of services, including collision repair, a full new paint job, and they can touch up scrapes and scratches. So when you think of May, think Maaco at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Make an appointment today for a free estimate. They also offer a military discount. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Maaco today.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
89.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It is fairly incredible that this White House is now essentially tacitly supporting people protesting at Supreme Court justices' houses. So Jen Psaki yesterday, the outgoing White House press secretary, she's going to go get her slot, go get her, grab some cash over on MSNBC. She was over on CNN before, so she's moving around the left-wing networks and then into the friendly White House and then out again. So she was asked specifically about people doing these walk-by protests of justices' houses, which is insane. And here she was saying, like, refusing to condemn people protesting outside justices' houses, which is a pure intimidation tactic. It's crazy. And here's the White House. I mean, again, this is the norms crowd. Sounds kind of insurrection-y, to be honest with you. Here's Jen Psaki.
These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document.
That's insane. That's an insane answer. A lot of passion and fear. So what? You get to go to justices' homes now? This is amazing stuff. By the way, this is the same group of people, who, when Sarah Palin put out a map at one point, just showing congressional districts with targets on them for Republicans to put their money into, and then there was a shooting that had nothing to do with that congressional map. She was blamed as somebody who had put a target on the back of Gabby Giffords. It was a major national issue at the time. Barack Obama basically went to Arizona and implied the same thing. That sort of rhetoric was apparently out of bounds. Now you have the White House, refusing to condemn people showing up at the homes of Supreme Court justices they disagree with. That's crazy talk. That's nuts. But that's how radical this White House is. And they think they're going to win electorally based on this strategy? This is their plan? I mean, forget about the morality. This is their politics? I mean, how extreme is this White House at this point? So Jen Psaki was asked if Joe Biden supports any limits on abortion at all. Remember, Joe Biden is just a good Catholic boy. And he's just a good Catholic who really, he really believes in Catholic doctrine. I'm no Catholic. Suffice it to say that if you are somebody who is giving communion to a president of the United States who holds this position, I am wondering why. Is there any other position that a Catholic could hold that is so in direct conflict with Catholic doctrine and get away with getting communion? Could you be like pro-murder and get away with getting communion? Like that's actually your actual platform is murder good. And the Catholic Church would be like, oh, here's a wafer. Like, I'm just wondering how this works on a religious level. Jen Psaki expressed yesterday that Joe Biden feels there should be zero limits, none, on abortion. None. Here we go.
So does the president support abortion up until the moment of birth?
The president has spoken about this many times, Peter, and I would refer you to his own comments about abortion and a woman's right to choose and make decisions about her body with her doctor, which is what any of those women would do.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. Okay, so this White House is abortion. Don't worry. It's the right that's extreme. The left's position is just abortion until birth and go intimidate Supreme Court justices at their homes. Pretty incredible stuff here. Approved by the White House. Approved by the White House. And again, you cannot find any Democrat in a major position of power who will condemn the leak or the violence or any of it. In the same way that you couldn't find a major Democrat during the BLM riots to full-throatedly condemn the violence. If they did, they're like, yeah, rioting is bad, but you have to understand the sentiments that lead to the rioting. Violence is not a bad thing to the left, so long as it tends to support its general presumptions about the world. In fact, the only Democrats that you can find to condemn things like leaks from the Supreme Court are Democrats who believe they're in trouble in swing states. Literally, the only Democrat that I have seen who condemned the leak and the threats against SCOTUS justices, the only one I can find is Mark Warner in Virginia. And the reason Mark Warner in Virginia is feeling a little vulnerable is because Glenn Youngkin just got elected governor of Virginia. Here is literally the only Democrat. Yesterday I said I can't find a Democrat to condemn violent threats or any of this sort of stuff. I can find one. He's in a swing state. His name is Mark Warner. Here we go.
Whether you're a Supreme Court justice who's under threat, whether you're some of the people who, senators who voted for the impeachment of Mr. Trump, whose lives are put in threat, I think that kind of action is outrageous. Either end of the political spectrum. And we need to do all we can. And if there are more, you know, Secret Service or other security entities that need to protect our justices, amen.
I mean, I have a question. So why exactly is he the only Democrat I can find who will condemn this sort of stuff? It's amazing. Meanwhile, the media are trotting out folks like Hillary Clinton to speak on this issue. And she says it's extraordinarily dangerous. Overturning Roe's dangerous. Not going outside justices' homes with the approval of the White House. Overturning Roe and letting people vote on the issue, that's dangerous. Here's Hillary Rodham Clinton.
This opinion is dark, it is incredibly dangerous, and it is not just about a woman's right to choose. It is about much more than that. And I hope people now are fully aware of what we're up against, because the only answer is at the ballot box to elect people who will stand up for every American's rights. And any American who says, look, I'm not a woman, this doesn't affect me, I'm not black, that doesn't affect me, I'm not gay, that doesn't affect me. Once you allow this kind of extreme power to take hold, you have no idea.
It's amazing. So it's now extreme power allowing it to take hold when the justices do not usurp the authority of state legislatures and naturally just revert that authority back to state legislatures. Also, again, notice how for Democrats when they are arguing over this Roe thing, they never just argue the Roe thing. They don't argue about the abortion laws. Instead, it's about so much more than that. It's about so much more than that. Okay, this is like when you have an argument with your spouse and the argument is about something stupid. The argument's about like who's washing the dishes. And suddenly it blows up. It's like, it's not just about the dishes. It's about all these other things. Like, wait, I thought it was just about the dishes. Okay, with Democrats and abortion, it can never just be about abortion because they lose that argument. So instead, it's about all the other things. Don't you see what's coming down the pike? Don't you see what's coming? This is why you see Democrats being like, they're going to ban interracial marriage again. They're going to ban contraceptives. Yes, I'm sure, guys. I'm sure. By the way, as I said earlier, they're not even going to ban same-sex marriage again. The Supreme Court says in this decision that they are not even going to revisit Obergefell. And as I said before, regardless of what you feel about same-sex marriage, there is no Supreme Court precedent before Obergefell that suggests a long-standing national right to same-sex marriage. But they're not even going to revisit that. So all this slippery slope talk is just an easy way for you guys to avoid the actual issue here, which is the Supreme Court got out of the abortion business here and said that states now get to vote on the most critical life issue in America, which is the way that it's supposed to work under the federalist system. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second first. Join me, Ben Shapiro, in helping to rush emergency relief to Ukraine on planes which will then return carrying Jewish refugees. So these are very useful planes on both sides of the aisle. Your life-saving gift of $45 or any amount will help fund one round-trip flight of aid and evacuees. Go right now to rescuejews.org, or if you prefer, you can phone in your gift of $45. Just call 800-331-3737. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is bringing in flights weekly from Moldova to evacuate refugees. In Israel, they fill up the plane with 15 tons of food, clothes, and medicine, and other basic needs to help the refugees in Ukraine and neighboring countries. Thanks to a generous matching gift challenge, I'm asking 1,000 of my listeners to partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews today. Your gift of $45 will double in impact to help provide a rescue flight. Go to rescuejews.org or call 800-331-3737. That's rescuejews.org or give them a call at 800-331-3737. That's 800-331-3737. Democrats, again, the rhetoric just gets more and more extreme. If they think that I'm bewildered by these folks, they have no interest in fixing the economy. They have no interest in fixing the border, the things that people are actually going to vote based on. Instead, they think that if they just rant and rave about Emily's List, that somehow massive numbers of Americans are going to be motivated to turn up at the ballot box. No, they will not. No, they will not. How do I know this? Texas basically made abortion illegal almost a year ago at this point. And you know who's shown up at the ballot box to punish Texas? No one. No one. Senator Mazie Hirono, who is the dumbest person in the United States Senate by a long shot. She is truly a mental derelict. She's just, there's nothing going on upstairs for Mazie Hirono. Here she was yesterday saying, Republicans don't give a rip about women. They don't give a rip about women. Except for, you know, all of the girls who will be killed in sex-selective abortions, or all of the women who will be victimized by never being told what exactly is growing inside them, never being allowed to see an ultrasound in left-wing states. Except for all of the women who will feel regret and shame at the killing of their unborn kids. Except for all of the women who've been indoctrinated into a perverse view of the world in which killing your unborn child is somehow a form of virtue. Yeah, we don't care about women except for any of those things. Here's Mazie Hirono doing her shtick.
Fundamentally, Republicans don't give a rip about women. They are more angry, incensed, and whatever words, outrage by the leak than they are by the fact that women in this country are going to wake up one morning and realize they no longer control their own bodies.
And this sort of language is always very bizarre from the left. Women don't control their own bodies, really. It turns out there are a series of steps that generally lead to an abortion. They put aside cases of rape and incest, which, again, amount to a tiny fraction of all abortion cases. Whenever you hear somebody on the left argue about rape and incest, understand they're not arguing about the central case. They're deliberately picking what we call in the law edge cases so that they cannot argue about the central case. Because if anybody, like, for example, Mitt Romney, this is his actual position, said, fine, abortion in cases of rape and incest is okay with me, they wouldn't then go, okay, well, I guess we can now do an abortion law that bans the rest. It's not about that. When they say that it's about women's bodily autonomy, women have the choice in the United States whether to have sex. They have the choice how to have sex, with whom to have sex, whether to use contraceptives or not. Those are all choices that a woman gets to make about her own body. The question here is, what do you have the ability to make a choice about with regard to another person's body, namely a person that's created inside you when you have sex, a natural outgrowth of sexual activity? I know that we have to live in this bizarre fantasy land in which sex and baby making are completely disconnected, unlike every other mammal on planet Earth, and unlike all of the human species until about the year 1960. But that ain't the reality. It turns out that every time you have sex, it carries the risk of having a kid. That simple biology. I know the left has trouble with simple biology these days. They don't even know what a woman is. Again, I'm amused by the left's return to the language here with regard to women. Oh, women know. Women, you don't even know what a woman is. You can't. Your Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson couldn't even say what a woman was. And here you are, like, well, we speak for all women. Do you? Or do you speak for pregnant men? Or do you speak for women who now believe they are men? You can't even define words anymore. It's all just power. And whenever the left kind of engages in the Michel Foucault argument that all human language, all truth is just a function of power, understand that's how they think. It's all projection. It's not that the right it uses truth and words and principles as a guise for power. It's that the left does. And for them, it's just all about power. So sometimes women are women, sometimes women are not. Sometimes abortion is termination of a pregnancy. Sometimes it's shout your abortion. Sometimes human beings are children. Sometimes they are not. Depends on what day it is for Joe Biden or what state of mind he is in or whether he's had his pudding that morning. But again, the sort of female equality argument is the weakest of all arguments the Democrats trot forth. And it is anti-biological. Here's Senator Gillibrand doing the same thing.
I do not think that 50% of America should be told that they have to put their bodies at risk of life or death without their consent. It is barbaric, it is inhumane, it is unacceptable, and I hope every human being in this country understands that when you take away a woman's right to make her decisions about her health and well-being, she is no longer a full citizen.
Women are no longer full citizens unless they can kill their baby, unless they can decide on their own whether a baby is a baby or a cancer, then they're not full citizens. Turning your own child into your enemy is real pagan type stuff. The child growing in your womb as your bodily enemy seeking to destroy you is pretty evil, I think. I think it's fair to say that if your view widespread is that women should view the child growing within them as a potential enemy, as opposed to, you know, the thing that you are supposed to generally lay down your life for, men and women, that adults are supposed to get in the way of bullets for kids. You have an entire political party that now suggests that kids ought to be devalued based on the subjective opinion of a woman at the time, encouraged by people like Kirsten Gillibrand. Democratic language on abortion is so hideous. It's so ugly. You can understand why they try to argue that the abortion issue is really about all these other issues, because when they argue about the issue itself, it sounds really, really morally disgusting. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, simple fact of the matter is you need to protect your family. God forbid something happens to you, they need to continue to have an income. And having life insurance through your job, that might not be enough. Most people need up to 10 times more coverage to properly provide for their families. This is why you need to check out PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius is your one-stop shop to find the insurance you need at the right price. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get started. In minutes, you can compare personalized quotes from top companies and find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with PolicyGenius. Licensed agents at PolicyGenius are on hand throughout the entire process to help you understand your options and make decisions with confidence. The PolicyGenius team works for you, not the insurance companies. PolicyGenius doesn't add on extra fees. They don't sell your information to third parties. They have thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. And PolicyGenius has options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance and placed over $150 billion in coverage. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save today. Already coming up, more Democrats responding to the Roe versus Wade overturning, and their language is really ugly. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, kids. What's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adults. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Democrats' language with regard to abortion in the harsh light of day is really hideous. Stacey Abrams, the great and sainted Stacey Abrams, the heroine of the Republic. I don't know. Am I assuming her gender? In any case, the not Georgia governor, who's now running for Georgia governor and with the help of God will lose again. Stacey Abrams, she says she's an unequivocal abortion supporter, like at every level.
I'm unequivocal. I believe in the right to an abortion. And this is something I came to over many years. I grew up in the Deep South in a religious community where the question of abortion was almost unequivocally no. But it took my exposure to a broader set of conversations, including to a friend, a dear friend in Mississippi who had to make a tough choice without the support she needed, without support from me, for me to start to think about what does that mean?
So she is an unequivocal abortion supporter because she had a friend. Congratulations. It turns out, you know what needed a friend? Probably the baby. The baby needed a friend. You know, the Orwellian language that is now being used with regard to kids, it's stunning. It really is. I mean, Representative Pramila Jayapal, she says this is government-mandated pregnancy, which is sort of like saying that that digesting your food is not the natural outgrowth of eating it. Like, generally speaking, When you have sex, it carries the risk of having children. That is a natural outgrowth of having sex. But here's Pramila Jayapal suggesting governmental mandated pregnancy as though it's a matter of complete neutrality whether your body creates a baby once there is a baby inside it.
Our doctors and our loved ones that we want to bring in, but nobody else is going to carry this child. This is government mandated pregnancy, and it is an outrage, and I think it is...
No, it's biologically really, mandated pregnancy.
It really undermines and delegitimizes the Supreme Court as a body that can make decisions that are not just purely political, and Supreme Court justices that frankly lied under oath.
The evil dehumanization of those who are preborn, those in the womb, which, by the way, represents every single person you see talking today on the screen. Every single one of those person was once in the womb without variation. You know, all those people being treated as though they do not exist, as though their interests have no bearing on the case. That dehumanization, I was told by people on the left, dehumanization is the root of all evil. It is definitely the root of all evil, and you guys engage in it on a daily basis. It is incredible. But again, the iron law of woke projection, as James Lindsay says, is unbroken. Its winning streak is unbroken. Beto O'Rourke, eating New Mexican dirt and saying dumb crap. So Beto came out, he says, you know, this is again one of the left's big arguments. It's not about life, it's about control. No, for you it's about control. For you it's about control, which is why you're willing to kill unborn human beings in order to maintain control.
This is not about life. This is about control. This is about power. It's about controlling the lives of the women of Texas and taking power away from them.
No, it's about you controlling the entire society by suggesting that the next generation has no interest in existing. The language that is used with abortion, it is never going to not be morally stunning when it comes to the left. The left's language with regard to abortion is just morally egregious on every possible level. And sometimes they just let it slip. Like Whoopi Goldberg yesterday. Again, it's amazing how folks on the left, they will pretend that they don't think that what's going on in the womb is a child. They'll just because they can't stand the cognitive dissonance of actually acknowledging what they are doing. Some of them will, and then it's really ugly. But every so often it just slips out. So you have Joe Biden saying that abortion is the killing of a child and then trying to walk it back. So Whoopi Goldberg the other day did the same thing. She says that abortion is a decision between her and her doctor and her child. Really, how many children do you know who feel like being stabbed in the face and having their brain sucked into a sink?
You got people telling me I got to wear a mask or don't wear a mask or do this. Everybody wants to tell me what to do, but you won't let me make my decision about my body. You are not the person to make that decision. My doctor and myself and my child, that's who makes the decision.
Oh, your child makes the decision, does it? Fascinating. Fascinating. I feel like, as Ronald Reagan once said, there's a unique property of all people who are pro-abortion. All of them have already been born. When I say that language and the turning and twisting of language is all about power, perfect example of this. So the Associated Press put out a style guidance alert yesterday. Here was their style guidance alert. Pregnant people. So you've heard the left use the phrase pregnant people with regard to women. But they say that some men can get pregnant now because they are so utterly and completely full of garbage. So here's the new AP style guidance law. You ready for this? Phrasing like pregnant people or people who seek an abortion seeks to include people who have those experiences but do not identify as women, such as some transgender men and some non-binary people. Such phrasing should be confined to stories that specifically address the experiences of people who do not identify as women. See gender, sex, and sexual orientation. Okay, so understand what the AP is doing right here. They're making a linguistic excuse for why you can make a war on women argument about abortion and then switch right over and say that some men are women. They're saying that when you're writing about abortion, you should use the term women so that you can talk about how women are being attacked by men. But then when you're talking about transgenderism, then you should use pregnant people so as not to offend the women who believe they are men. Language is just a pure tool of political narrative and power. That's what the AP is saying right there. And in the end, that's what it comes down to for the left. It's all about the power. It has always been about the power. It will always continue to be about the power. And that power to apparently kill the unborn is of deep importance to the left, deep and abiding importance to the left in a fundamental way, which should say something pretty deep and abiding about leftist perspectives on the world and why they should never be allowed this sort of power. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,
Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump was on the stump in Pennsylvania this evening, campaigning for a number of candidates ahead of the Commonwealth's primaries in the November election. One of those getting the former president's endorsement, Dr. Mehmet Oz, running for the GOP Senate nomination. The former host of the eponymous TV show said the current president has done something right, actually.
The only thing Joe Biden has built back better is the Republican Party.
Dr. Oz thanked the 45th president for coming out on a rainy night.
He sees the shining city on the hill. He sees it here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He's fighting to save it. But he's fighting for more. When you save the soul of Pennsylvania, you save the soul of America.
Pennsylvania's primary is May 17th. Amnesty International's documented extensive war crimes by Russian forces in communities around the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. At a news conference, Amnesty International Secretary General Alice Kalamard says Russian leadership does not appear to be doing anything to prevent the unlawful attacks on civilians.
I will not go to suggest that there are orders necessarily. We don't have that evidence, and at least I'm not aware of it. But there is certainly no measures being taken to stop, prevent, or punish those that are engaging in those crimes.
Americans' employers added 428,000 jobs in April.
The Labor Department report showed that last month's hiring kept the unemployment rate at 3.6%, just above the lowest level in a half a century. The economy's hiring gains have been remarkably consistent in the face of the worst inflation in four decades. Employers have added at least 400,000 jobs for 12 straight months, yet it's unclear how long the jobs boom will continue.
That's Jeremy House reporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Health officials are looking into a mysterious and severe liver disease that's hitting primarily children.
An outbreak of sudden liver disease among children 16 and under is puzzling health authorities in several countries. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is looking at over 100 cases around the U.S. since October, including five deaths. About two dozen states reported suspected cases after the CDC asked doctors to be on the lookout. Several children needed liver transplants. Doctors are calling it hepatitis of unknown origin, although hepatitis viruses have not been found in the affected children. About half tested positive for adenovirus, a pathogen associated with colds, pink eye, and digestive problems. But doctors don't know if that's the cause or if it's somehow contributing to the outbreak. The CDC's Dr. Jay Butler notes that none of the children in the first cluster identified in Alabama have been vaccinated for COVID-19. I'm Jennifer King.
Check out more breaking news. Read the best analysis at townhall.com. The stock market continued its negative ways on the last trading day of the week as we take a look at Friday's business brief.
The stock market ending an unusually turbulent week with its fifth straight weekly decline. The bumpy and mostly lower ride came as investors worried that the Federal Reserve may not succeed in engineering a smooth cool down of the economy without letting inflation get out of hand. That has helped send bond yields, which influence mortgage rates, to the highest level since 2018, and they're sure to move higher. The Dow was down 98 points today to close at 32,899. The Nasdaq lost 173 points to 12,144. The S&P dropped 23 to 4,123. New York oil rose $1.51, closing at $109.77 a barrel. I'm John Scott.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When you think of May, think Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako offers a variety of services including collision repair, a full new paint job, and they can touch up scrapes and scratches. So when you think of May, think Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Make an appointment today for a free estimate. They also offer a military discount. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako today.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. So, the left is in a state of meltdown still over Elon Musk taking over Twitter. According to CNBC.com, Musk is expected to serve as temporary CEO of Twitter for a few months after he completes his $44 billion takeover of the social media company, according to CNBC's David Faber. An SEC filing on Thursday revealed that Musk had secured approximately $7.14 billion in equity commitments from friends and other investors to buy Twitter. Faber said Musk handpicked the investors. Commitments range from $1 billion from Larry Ellison of Oracle, $5 million from Honeycomb Asset Management, which invested in SpaceX. Apparently, Jack Dorsey may back the play, and Musk is talking to him about the possibility of contributing shares immediately or before the closing of the merger, which is a revenge play by Jack Dorsey, ironically, against people like Parag Agrawal, the current Twitter CEO. So Agrawal took over from Dorsey last November and started leading the company in a direction that Dorsey didn't particularly like, and Dorsey has now been cheering Musk on from the sidelines. Last month, Reuters reported that Musk had lined up a new CEO for Twitter, citing a source familiar with the matter. Agrawal told employees during a company-wide town hall meeting last month the future of Twitter was uncertain. He said, once the deal closes, we don't know which direction the platform will go. Musk told investors he felt Twitter's earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization margin was too low, and the company has too many engineers not doing enough. He also pledged to make the company a magnet for talent. Shares of Twitter rose 2.8% on Thursday. Their stock slid more than 8% amid a broader market sell-off. So that really has nothing to do with Musk, and it has much more to do with the tech sell-off that's been happening. But Musk taking over Twitter is freaking these people out, because Musk has very clear views on the idea that speech is supposed to be broader, not narrower, on platforms like Twitter. So the New York Times has now decided to put out yet another hit piece on Elon Musk. They put out this inane tweet about how Elon Musk's childhood was basically the reason why he is the way that he is. The headline of this piece by John Elagon and Lindsay Schutel is, quote, Elon Musk left a South Africa that was rife with misinformation and white privilege. Now, the idea here is that, of course, this means that he is covertly a racist and that he grew up in an era of misinformation, and therefore he's very fond of racist misinformation. And this is the New York Times' take. Elon Musk grew up in South Africa, therefore he should never be allowed to have any association with any company that says anything about free speech, because, of course, he grew up in South Africa. The apartheid era created all-white enclaves littered with anti-black government propaganda and sheltered from the atrocities of apartheid. Okay, what does that have to do with Elon Musk? Well, as it turns out in the story, not much, because it turns out that Musk's family was rabidly anti-apartheid. That's not what you get from the headline. That's not what you get from the New York Times tweet. Here is the New York Times story. Again, these hit pieces, they came out with a three-part hit piece on Tucker Carlson, and basically what the hit piece amounted to was, we disagree with Tucker Carlson and don't like him because he's a big, mad, mean man who says mean things we don't like. That was the effect of the piece. He is a white supremacist because white supremacy is anything I don't like. That is essentially the way that the left likes to argue about these sorts of things, and now they're doing the same thing with Elon Musk. So here is what the New York Times piece says. Quote, Elon Musk's impending takeover of Twitter has many people probing his public statements and his past for clues about how he will shape one of the world's most influential public platforms. But Mr. Musk, best known for owning the companies Tesla and SpaceX, has not talked much in public about a significant swath of the past, how growing up as a white person, under the racist apartheid system in South Africa may have shaped him. See, he won't even talk about how he's a racist, which means he's definitely a racist because he came from a racist country. And sure, we have no evidence that he backed any of the racism in that country, but he's not talking about why he's a racist, which means he's a racist. It's telling white kids were insulated from the harsh reality of it, says Terrence Benet, who is white and graduated with Mr. Musk from Pretoria Boys High School in 1988. Interviews with relatives and former classmates reveal an upbringing in elite, segregated white communities that were littered with anti-black government propaganda and detached from the atrocities that white political leaders inflicted on the black majority. What exactly does that have to do with Musk, who is now 50? As you will see, nothing. It's one of the most botched and ridiculous hit pieces I've ever seen. Mr. Musk, 50, grew up in the economic hub of Johannesburg, the executive capital of Pretoria, and the coastal city of Durban. His suburban communities were largely shrouded in misinformation. Newspapers sometimes arrived on doorsteps with whole sections blacked out. Nightly news bulletins ended with the national anthem and an image of the national flag flapping as the names of white young men who were killed fighting for the government scrolled on the screen. We really were clueless as white South African teenagers. Really clueless, said Melanie Cheery, a classmate of Mr. Musk's, during the 2 years he spent at Bryanston High School in the northern suburbs of Johannesburg, where black families were rarely seen, other than in service of white families living in palatial homes. Mr. Musk left South Africa shortly after graduation at 17 to go to college in Canada, barely ever looking back. He did not respond to emails requesting comments about his childhood. Mr. Musk has heralded his purchase of Twitter as a victory for free speech, having criticized the platform for removing posts and banning users. It's unclear what role his childhood, coming up in a time and place in which there was hardly a free exchange of ideas and where government misinformation was used to demonize black South Africans, may have played in that decision. So I'm confused. So Elon Musk doesn't like restrictions on speech, and you're arguing he doesn't like restrictions on speech because he loved, as a kid, restrictions on speech in South Africa. Explain. You can't. This is just the equivalent of Mitt Romney cutting kids' hair when he was in 8th grade or something. Classmates at 2 high schools he attended described him as a loner with no close friends. None offered recollection of things he said or did that revealed his views on politics at the time. But black schoolmates recall he did spend time with black friends. So here's what we know about him. He grew up in apartheid South Africa, and he had black friends. I'm missing the part where this makes him bad. And it's inappropriate for him to be the owner of Twitter now. We'll get to more of this in a second. Again, the New York Times, just what a garbage newspaper. What a smoking heap of crap the New York Times is, truly. Get some more on this in a second. First, fortune favors the bold, the strong, and the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerfully simple business checking, and unlike traditional banking, Novo has no minimum balances, no transaction limits, no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, Novo is customized to your business to save you time and free up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free. Join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/Shapiro. Plus, Ben Shapiro Show listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/Shapiro. Sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA, member FDIC. Terms and conditions do apply. Go check out novo.co/Shapiro for that free business checking account and join that community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who have found that customizable business checking solution. And again, my listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. That's novo.co/Shapiro to sign up for free. Okay, so this New York Times hit piece continues. Mr. Musk's father, Errol Musk, said in an interview with the New York Times that Elon, his brother and sister, were aware from a young age there was something wrong with the apartheid system. Errol, who was elected to the Pretoria City Council in 1972, said they would ask him about the laws prohibiting black people from patronizing restaurants, movie theaters, and beaches. They had to make calculations when they were going out with non-white friends about what they could safely do, he said. As far as being sheltered from it, that's nonsense. They were confronted by it every day, recalled Errol, who said he belonged to the anti-apartheid Progressive Party. He added they didn't like it. So let's get this right. Elon Musk had black friends. His father was an elected member of the city council who was anti-apartheid. But because Elon Musk grew up in Africa, South Africa, this means that he is a covert racist. Still, says the New York Times, Errol offered a description of their lives that underscored how removed they were from the country's violent reality. They got along well with black people, he said, pointing to his children's good relationship with their domestic staff, and he described life in South Africa during apartheid as being mostly better and safer than it is now. Now, apartheid was a great evil. Also, South Africa is a terrible place to live. South Africa is not a pleasant place to live for people who are white or people who are black or anybody in between right now. The living standards are really, really low in South Africa. The crime is extraordinarily high in South Africa. Describing South Africa right now as a bad place to live does not make you a racist. It makes you a person who knows that reality exists. You don't have to be pro-apartheid to say that South Africa right now is really a difficult place to live for everyone, black, white, and in between. So if you say that, apparently, though, this means you're a racist. According to a biography of Mr. Musk, written by Ashley Vance, Mr. Musk said he did not want to partake in South Africa's mandatory military service because it would have forced him to participate in apartheid. And that may have contributed to his decision to leave South Africa shortly after high school. So not only is Musk not a racist, he deliberately left the country to avoid being drafted by a government that was participating in apartheid. And this means that he's a racist. The New York Times, wow, they're bad at this. According to the New York Times, Pretoria Boys had a socially progressive undercurrent. The school's headmaster had participated in freedom struggle activities. Some students would travel to anti-apartheid gatherings. I'm pretty confident in saying that at a place like Pretoria Boys High, you were exposed to progressive ideas even if you didn't adopt them, said Mr. Benet, 51, who does policy work for public health and social welfare organizations. Yet none of them experienced the beatings and gunshots of state security forces like the black children who were fighting for basic rights in township schools. And many students bought into government propaganda, said Mr. Benet. Okay, so hold up a second. So because Elon Musk was not shot like a black person during apartheid, this means he's a racist now. So just to get this straight, if you were a white person who opposed segregation in the American South and you weren't shot by the cops in the same way that a black person was, this means that you were apparently a racist. It's just amazing. It's just... So then they cite a bunch of students who are not Musk. They quote Benet talking about what students said in racist ways, but at no point does he actually say anything that Musk says. Mr. Musk became friends with a cousin of a person named Net Shituka, Asher Mashudu, according to Mr. Mashudu's brother, Niyadzani Ranrashi. At one time at lunch, a white student used an anti-black slur. Musk chided the student. And so basically every story in here is about Musk not being a racist and being anti-racist. And apparently that's not good enough for the New York Times. Errol Musk, who has been estranged from Elon, said he believes apartheid taught his son not to discriminate. But Elon's electric car company, Tesla, has faced serious accusations of racism. Ugh, it's so tiresome. It's so unbelievably tiresome. So they can't find anything on him. So they dig up nothing and then play it as though it was something. Mr. Benet then is quoted saying, quote, I think that Musk's ideas about free speech are very classic liberal and not nuanced. As a white student coming up in the placid Johannesburg suburbs, he never saw the suffering of his black counterparts. That changed when he did his government-mandated military service. This is according to Andrew Panzera. Okay, this is a different guy, not Musk. So now they quote everybody who is not Musk. It's just unbelievable. And Musk is bad. Musk must be stopped. Amazing. Well, meanwhile, we have the selection of a new White House press secretary. You want to talk about radicals in positions of power? So Karine Jean-Pierre is now the new White House press secretary. Karine Jean-Pierre happens to be the spouse of CNN correspondent Suzanne Malveau, who is a wild leftist. Karine Jean-Pierre is a veteran anti-Israel activist. The important thing, of course, is that she's black and gay. So this, of course, means that she is now completely impervious to any serious question from the White House press corps. Because, of course, if you ask a serious question, this means you're anti-black and anti-gay. Jean-Pierre's anti-Israel past includes a stint as senior advisor and national spokeswoman for MoveOn.org, which is an anti-Israel, anti-Semitic organization that advocates for boycotting Israel. Jean-Pierre accused Israel of committing war crimes. She backed efforts to boycott AIPAC. She cheered Democrats in 2019 for not going to the annual gathering in Washington, D.C. She accused the group of trafficking in, quote, severely racist Islamophobic rhetoric. She accused AIPAC of supporting the group that's credited with inspiring Trump to enact a Muslim ban. And again, you've got this administration talking about the rising of anti-Semitism, and then meanwhile they decided to hire the most anti-Israel person they could find as the new White House press secretary. Strong stuff here from the administration. Of course. But again, she fulfills the intersectional priors, and that's the only thing that matters. Alrighty, coming up, more bizarre and extreme abortion rhetoric from your members of the media first. Summer's a busy time. I'm going to be on vacation a little bit with my kids. Looking forward to it. Well, that means I also want to keep an eye on my home, make sure everything is safe. This is why I rely on Ring. So Ring doesn't just make that video doorbell. They also make a great alarm system. They have an award-winning home security system with available professional monitoring when you subscribe. Best of all, you can easily install it yourself. Ring didn't stop there. They've changed the home security game with Ring Alarm Pro. That's why I've decided to team up with Ring when it comes to protecting my own home. I've gone pro with Ring Alarm Pro. Ring Alarm Pro is a next-level security system. CNET calls Ring Alarm Pro a giant leap for home security after using it. I think they're totally right. Ring combined a home security system and a Wi-Fi router. This thing helps protect your home and secure your network. So this summer, whether I'm across the country or across town, I know everything at home is protected and connected and that it will stay that way. With a Ring Protect Pro subscription, which is an amazing deal, by the way, I get professional monitoring for the ultimate peace of mind. If anything happens, professional monitoring will call me and can request emergency services, which means you can vacation worry-free the way that I do. You may not have known it, but it's true. Ring has that award-winning alarm. Get started by going pro at ring.com/Shapiro. That's ring.com/Shapiro. Already coming up, more extraordinarily extreme rhetoric surrounding abortion from the left. There's a reason why they have to use euphemisms. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left constantly has to use euphemisms because their actual arguments on abortion are so ugly and terrible. Linda Greenhouse, who's considered an expert Supreme Court watcher, she won the Pulitzer Prize in 1998 and reported on the Supreme Court for the New York Times from 1978 to 2008. She has a piece today titled Justice Alito's Invisible Women. Invisible. Yes, she writes, the leak of the draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade was a shock. And it was shocking to read Justice Samuel Alito's airy dismissal of a decision the Supreme Court has reaffirmed numerous times in the past 49 years as egregiously wrong from the start. But the real shock to me was not what those 67 pages contain. mostly warmed over stock phrases from the anti-abortion playbook that read like a law clerk's cut-and-paste job, but rather, who is missing? Women. Women. Now, just gonna note, it was the all-male Supreme Court that decided back in 73 Roe versus Wade, but she continues, women were largely absent from Roe versus Wade, too. While Roe exists in the culture as some kind of feminist screed about the right to abortion, it was anything but that. If people set preconceptions aside and actually read Justice Harry Blackmun's opinion, they would see Roe is really a decision about the right of doctors to exercise their judgment about a patient's best interest without risking prosecution and prison. Women at best had a walk-on role in Roe versus Wade, but at least Justice Blackmun and the six other members of his majority had an excuse. When it came to the rights of women, the justices had very little to draw on. The court had yet to build a jurisprudence of sex equality. That came later, in the series of cases the young Ruth Bader Ginsburg would argue during the remainder of the 1970s. She says, 49 years later, we live in a different constitutional universe, or we thought we did. Mississippi defending a ban on virtually all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, that is flatly unconstitutional under current Supreme Court precedents, is asking the court to overturn those precedents. Granted that the young Samuel Alito, as a recent Princeton graduate, joined an organization of conservatives who sought to limit the inclusion of women at his alma mater. Oh, he's a sexist. That's why he's doing this. Granted that he made clear his desire to overturn Roe since even before his days on the court, it's still astonishing that in 2022, he would use his power to erase the right to abortion without in any way meaningfully acknowledging the impact both on women and on the constitutional understanding of sex equality as it has evolved in the past half century. What she means by sex equality is that women should be allowed to kill babies so that they can have career advancement the same way that men do without any trade-offs. That's what she means. His draft opinion takes aim not only at Roe, but also at Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the 1992 decision that reaffirmed the right to abortion and notably added equality as one of the rights foundations. Three Republican-appointed justices, Anthony Kennedy, Sandra Day O'Connor, and David Souter, wrote in Casey's unusual joint opinion that women's ability to, quote, participate equally in the economic and social life of the nation depended on their ability to control their reproductive lives. Failing to acknowledge that insight, the Alito draft instead attacks Casey as unworkable. A major reason for judicial disagreements over how to apply the undue burden standard is not its unworkability, but the unwillingness of some Republican-appointed judges to accept the fact there's a constitutional right to abortion. The Alito draft whitewashes decades of progress on women's rights. It fails to, for example, to cite Justice Ginsburg's landmark 1996 majority opinion in U.S. versus Virginia that rejected the exclusion of women from state-supported Virginia Military Institute. Virginia had defended the men-only admission policy on the ground that women were ill-suited for the college's physically and emotionally demanding culture. Justice Ginsburg's answer was that physical differences between the sexes cannot be used to justify sex-based stereotypes or to place artificial constraints on an individual's opportunity. Her analysis made clear that neither can laws regulating pregnancy be based on stereotyped assumptions about women's roles or capacities. Any distinction on the basis of sex had to be supported by an exceedingly persuasive justification the court held. Well, yes, because that decision is stupid and wrong. Okay, the VMI decision basically suggests that women and men are identical physically, and that there is no broad-based distinction between women and men in terms of military service and performance. Now, you can make the argument that what VMI should have done is just set physical standards, and then if a woman happened to overcome those physical standards, then she could get into VMI. But the notion that it was some sort of artificial distinction between men and women when it came to physical performance is just very silly on its face. But this is the entire basis. As I said, so much of the basis for the pro-abortion argument on the left is the idea that men and women ought to be interchangeable widgets and be treated as such by the law. This was a sharp distinction from a decision early in the Roe era, Gedulding versus Aiello, in which the court held in 1974 that because pregnancy is a condition unique to women, a state could withhold equal benefits from pregnant women without violating the Equal Protection Clause. Pregnancy discrimination, in other words, was not sex discrimination as a constitutional matter. The court never formally overruled that case, but it has not cited it to address a claim of sex discrimination since the 1970s. The argument got Justice Alito's attention, but not his agreement. He says the regulation of a medical procedure that only one sex can undergo does not trigger heightened constitutional scrutiny, unless the regulation is just a pretext for discrimination, he wrote. That is correct, obviously. If there are regulations on prostate surgery, because only men have prostates, that would not amount to heightened constitutional scrutiny in any way. Why would it? Unless it was a pretext for discrimination. Again, underlying so much of this for the left is the idea that men and women are completely identical, men and women are interchangeable, men can be women, which, again, it undermines its own argument. If men and women are completely identical and men can be women, then why should only women get to sound off on this, and in what way is this sex discrimination as opposed to distinctions based on who bears children. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get into the latest on Dave Chappelle. Now the suspect ain't going to be charged with a felony. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial, it just continues. So remember, this is a defamation trial in which Amber Heard is basically being called to testify by Johnny Depp, and she's testifying about whether Johnny Depp abused her in response to Johnny Depp claiming that he's lost tens of millions of dollars in income because of Amber Heard accusing him of abuse, not by name, but in a 2018 editorial in which she essentially argued that she was the face of women being abused in the United States. And she's not super convincing. She's not super convincing. So we know for a fact that she has admitted on tape to abusing Johnny Depp. Then there's some tape of her yelling about how they'd had a fight or something and him not really answering, which is not an admission of guilt by him. He claims that she's basically a sociopathic violent person, and she claims that he's a drug abusing violent person. The only part of that that is not substantiated is that he's a violent person. Like, he is clearly a drug abuser. That is not at issue. She is clearly violent and also sociopathic. That is not really at issue. But now she is testifying. And she's testifying because she wants to make the case that when she claimed that she had been abused, even though she didn't mention Johnny Depp's name in the editorial in 2018 in the Washington Post, really, he did abuse her. And so she testified repeatedly that he had threatened her, beat her. He suggested that he penetrated her with a broken bottle, which is pretty hideous. According to the Daily Wire, the actress was so terrified, she said that she lost control of her bladder and was unable to recognize the actor. She said that Depp was shoving her up against the fridge, has me up against the throat, bashing me against the wall and the fridge. I don't remember the exact sequence. So let's go through some of her testimony here, because, again, what this all comes down to is whether you believe her. I mean, she's provided very little extraneous evidence that any of this took place. She is not a good actress. I mean, one of the sad facts about Amber Heard's career is that she's a very beautiful person who is really quite a terrible actress. She is, and she demonstrates that full scale right here. So here, this clip is of Amber Heard apparently supposedly crying. And she basically appears to just pose for the camera in the middle of the wiping of her nose, so that the cameras can get a nice picture of her putting a handkerchief to her face. So here we go. Okay, so she goes for her nose. She puts that on her face. She looks over to the camera person. She pauses,
and
does not blow her nose.
Turns to LA.
And then moves. And by the way, very weird use of the Kleenex right there. Since she doesn't actually wipe her nose with the Kleenex, she then like brushes across her nose. Like, I don't know what is going on right there, but it does not appear to be somebody who's just wiping their nose normally. Now, again, you have to do this sort of physical reexamination of how she's acting, because you have to determine whether you think she's lying or not. So here she is testifying about the first time that Johnny Depp allegedly hit her.
I asked him about the tattoo he has on his arm, and to me it just looked like black marks. I didn't know what it said. It just looked like muddled, faded tattoo that was hard to read. And I said, what does it say? And he said it says wino. It says wino. And I didn't see that. I thought he was joking because it didn't look like it said that at all. And I laughed. It was that simple. I just laughed because I thought he was joking. And slapped me across the face. And I laughed. He said, You think it's funny? You think you're a funny bitch. And he slapped me again. Like, I was clear. It wasn't a joke anymore.
You have to assess whether you think this person is telling the truth. So, I will say that she's such a bad actress that it's hard to tell whether she's telling the truth. You have to have some sort of basis for comparison. So I don't know what she's like in regular life. And she might just be a bad actress throughout her entire life, which is kind of sociopathic. So I don't know. Right? I don't know. And there's no extraneous evidence of this. So it really is just a he said, she said. Like, pretty clearly, he said, she said. And when it comes to the sort of believe all women of this, she's lied multiple times throughout this trial. But she said things that have been contradicted by other witnesses many, many times in this trial. And so her testifying says, like, I have a question. Who's she looking at in that clip? It looks like she's looking at the jury. She's constantly looking at the jury. That's a weird move. That's a very weird actory move, like a bad actory move. And typically, if you've ever been to a trial, people speak to the lawyer because the lawyer is the one questioning them. And you never look at the jury because it looks actory. You're breaking the fourth wall. It's very weird. So she does that there. I don't know. There's more of this in just 1 second. First, I'm a pretty unique dude, right? I'm truly one of a kind. That is why I sleep on a mattress designed specifically for me, and you can do the same. Helix Sleep built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side or your back or your stomach, if you sleep really hot, with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on that Helix Sleep mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they pick it up right for you, no problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Everything else in your life that's nice is personalized to you. Why not the thing that you spend 8 hours a night sleeping on? It should be made just for you so it is the most comfortable it can be. We have that Helix Sleep mattress. We recommend it highly. My wife and I took that sleep quiz. My parents have one. My sister has one. You should get one too. Helixsleep.com/Shapiro for up to $200 off your mattress order. Okay, back to more of these clips of Amber Heard. So here is Amber Heard testifying that Johnny kicked her onto the floor.
As I'm walking away, slowly trying not to be, I was being very deliberate about my movements. I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't engaging. I am walking away from him slowly, and he tells me to hurry the fuck up. Hurry up. And I just look at him one more time, wanting to penetrate the monster to see the man that I love underneath that.
Oh, my goodness.
The man I loved. And
oh, no.
He tells me to hurry up again. And I pull my gaze away from him. I walk away from him. My back is turned to him, and I feel this boot in my back. He just kicked me in the back. I fell to the floor. I caught myself on the floor, and I just felt like I was looking at the floor of the plane for felt like a long time. And I thought to myself, I don't know what to do. I can't believe he just kicked me.
And Johnny Depp is turning to his wife and what is this? Okay, on this one, I don't believe her. I don't believe her because never let actors write their own lines. That is some real bad dialogue that she's writing right there, that she appears to be writing. And again, if she provides extraneous evidence that this is the case, then that will be a different story. But all you have to go on is your assessment of her behavior and her manner of testimony here. And I will say, I do not find this wildly convincing in any way. I tried to penetrate past the monster into the face of the man I love. Who talks like that? Anyone outside of a movie? Anyone? Like, if you've ever spoken to anybody who's been abused, this is not how people who are abused speak. Not to juries, not to anyone. I looked up and I tried, it's like a bad pulp novel. I looked up through that, tried to penetrate the face of the person I once loved. It's like speaking in third person about herself almost. Very, very weird. Okay, then finally we get to the dramatic moment at which Amber Heard breaks down sobbing on the stand. So let's see how this goes.
And I thought he was punching me. I thought he was I felt this pressure.
on my pubic bone. I thought he was punching me. I just saw his arm. I could feel his arm moving, and it looked like he was punching me.
So, I'm just gonna. Well, you're allowed to do this in public discourse. You're allowed to assess whether you think somebody's being genuine or not. She ain't winning no Academy Awards. Maybe the fact she's a bad actress makes this more convincing. I don't know. But when she, yeah. Very difficult to watch this and think that she is wildly convincing. According to the Daily Wire, she testified, quote, "I don't remember the exact sequence of things. I wish I did. When he shoved me, I went skidding across these floors. I just slid, screeching my skin against this beautiful wood floor." Weird way to describe being abused. She said she took two sleeping pills when she woke up. Depp had clearly not had any food, nor had he slept. Heard estimated Depp had taken 8 to 10 MDMA pills. The actor allegedly called her names such as, and before attacking her. She said, "I didn't know if the bottle he had inside me was broken. I couldn't feel it. I couldn't feel anything." Depp also allegedly threatened her with a broken bottle. She says that my nightgown came completely off. It was ripped off of me. I was naked, slipping around on the tile. Depp was allegedly screaming that Heard had ruined his life. "I'm looking in his eyes. I don't see him anymore," she said. "It wasn't him. It was black. I've never been so scared in my life. I was trying to get through to Johnny, and I couldn't see him at all." Now, again, you know, it's you either believe her or you don't. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I do not believe her. I do not find her to be a believable witness. I don't find her to be a believable human. Johnny Depp seems to be exactly like what he is, a person with a serious drug issue who's been thoroughly destroyed by Hollywood, and she seems like a sociopathic liar. Maybe I'm wrong. Willing to concede the possibility. But those sorts of crimes carry with them pretty significant physical after effects. And again, without any sort of extraneous evidence to prove them, it just turns into, do you believe her straight up? And correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but she's lied a lot in this trial, from what I'm aware. Yeah, she said a few things at the very least where she was not telling the truth. Okay, so that is the update on the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. By the way, at the very least, it is weird that she gets to continue acting in Aquaman while he basically can't get a job. It does demonstrate a bit of a double standard, considering we don't know whether he abused her, but we do know that she abused him. I mean, she admitted to abusing him. So there's that as well. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get to the latest with regard to Dave Chappelle, because now it turns out that the wonderful DA in Los Angeles, George Gascon, is not going to charge the guy who literally ran on stage and tackled Dave Chappelle with a weapon with a felony. We'll get to that in a moment. First, having life insurance through your job, it may not be enough. Now, you're a responsible person. You want to make sure, God forbid, something happens to you, your family is taken care of. You think you've got life insurance through your job. You probably don't have enough life insurance because pretty much no one does, which is why you need Policy Genius. Policy Genius is your one-stop shop to find the insurance you need at the right price. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get started in minutes. You can compare personalized quotes from top companies and find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. The licensed agents at Policy Genius are on hand throughout the entire process to help you understand your options and make decisions with confidence. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance companies. Policy Genius will not add an extra fees. They're not going to sell your information to third parties. They have thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Policy Genius has options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance and place over $150 billion in coverage. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Go check them out right now. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get into the latest in the Dave Chappelle story, wild story out of Los Angeles. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Dave Chappelle, the other day, he was at the Hollywood Bowl, and some nutcase jumped on stage and tackled him. Apparently, this person was carrying a fake gun that had in it a knife, which is the stupidest weapon I have ever heard of. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That is like you are trying to get on a plane, so you take out a vial of cocaine. That's not actually a vial of cocaine, it's filled with pot. Or you decide to carry onto a plane a grenade, but inside the grenade is toothpicks. Why would you have a gun that hides a knife? That's the dumbest weapon I ever even heard. Inside the knife was a lighter, and inside the lighter was a marshmallow. Like, what in the world? So this guy jumped on stage and tackled Dave Chappelle, at which time security came in and grabbed him. Dave Chappelle had a bunch of friends backstage, including like Jamie Foxx wearing a cowboy hat and Chris Rock. And apparently this guy then just had the crap kicked out of him. Unclear whether it was by the cops or whether it was by Dave Chappelle's friends. You'd imagine that it was probably by Dave Chappelle's friends, the truth. But Dave Chappelle says it's by Dave Chappelle's friends, so I guess we'll take him at his word.
I felt good. My friends broke his arm. I felt good. How bad does it have to be that John Stewart will stomp him?
He's talking about how his comedic friends were like stomping this guy backstage. So that is, by the way, just note that if this had been a white comedian and a black person had charged them and tackled them on stage, then the person who had their arm broken, it would be systemic racism. I'm going to point that out. So meanwhile, after reviewing the evidence, prosecutors have determined that while criminal conduct occurred, the evidence did not constitute felony conduct. The DA's office does not prosecute misdemeanors. So instead, the city's attorney's office is going to consider a misdemeanor charge. Sources said that the perpetrator here did not brandish the weapon, that the weapon was inside a bag that this person was carrying, which is one of the reasons why the incident did not rise to a felony charge of assault with a deadly weapon. So this is great. He's been arrested and held on a bond of $30,000. So this is, you know what, everybody, this is what LA deserves. Also, it turns out this is kind of the predictable effect. It really is. It's kind of the predictable effect of a society in which people just walk around slapping each other for jokes. And do you think that Dave Chappelle would have been tackled on stage if Will Smith had not slapped Chris Rock? Questionable. It's questionable. Like, when you normalize this sort of behavior, it tends to be normalized. And that's what you're seeing here. But one thing you got to love about Chappelle, at least he's honest about his feelings. So he's not hiding the ball here. He's not like, yeah, I feel bad for the guy, and I hope that he gets the help he needs. He's like, yeah, I'm glad they broke his arm. Hey, meanwhile, in the other stupid news of the day, apparently the American Bar Association is now recommending that law schools stop giving the LSAT, which is just, this is what we're going to do now. So not enough people of minority status are getting into top law schools. So what should we do? We should get rid of the test. This is what major colleges across the country are now doing with regard to the SAT. They don't like that not enough minority students are getting in. And the reason minority students aren't getting in is because not enough minority students are actually doing well on the SAT. So the good news is that you can just get rid of the standard. We should do this with athletics as well. The standard for being good at basketball should be no longer how many baskets you score. It should just be probably, are you capable of breathing on a basketball court? Which would make me Michael Jordan. It'll be great. Just get rid of all objective metrics everywhere, and then you can achieve equality of outcome. So now the ABA is trying to get rid of the LSAT, which makes no sense. The reason it makes no sense is because if you go to, let's say, a junior college somewhere and you do really well on the LSAT, that's a good indicator to Harvard. They might want to take you. If you go to UCLA and you do really poorly on the LSAT, maybe a top law school looks at you and says, well, you got into UCLA maybe through family connections or because you were able to pull some strings via your high school, but this person at JUCO is a better fit. Testing allows people to actually overcome past problems, including, by the way, problems in school with grades, because it shows potential. So now they're trying to get rid of the testing because not enough minority people are doing well on the test, apparently. So the ABA announces that they are going to stop encouraging people to use the LSAT for all of this. It's impressive stuff here from, again, I wonder why our society is going to fail compared to societies that actually do objectively test and do care about metrics. We now do this in virtually every area of American education, by the way. We did an entire math education now based on self-esteem. And this is why the left opposes testing for a couple of reasons. One, because it turns out that certain groups do better than others on tests, particularly Asian Americans do really, really well on tests because they study a lot. And two, because teachers might be held accountable for not being very good at their jobs if their class doesn't test very well. So you have the teachers go, well, you know, you're telling us that we have to teach the test. Well, I mean, I have no other way of measuring whether you're doing your job. So if we just, getting rid of metrics is the last vestige of the intellectually dishonest. You wouldn't do this in any other area of your life. Any other area of your life. You wouldn't allow them to abuse the metrics of success and just dump them on the side of the road. But apparently we're now going to do this with admissions to our nation's finest universities, law schools. Now, they'll do this for the medical schools as well. They'll do this with the MCAT, for example. They'll say that you no longer need to do well on the MCAT in order to get into a good medical school. So then you won't be able to tell who's a good doctor and who's not, ever. Like a fresh doctor coming out of med school, you're not going to be able to tell who's good and who's not, because they'll just get rid of the metric. What this tends to do, by the way, every time they get rid of objective metrics, it actually tends to achieve the reverse of what they're seeking to achieve. For example, good example. The left has been arguing for years that we should get rid of criminal background checks in employment because there are a lot of black young men who have criminal backgrounds. The problem with that is that then people use stereotypical data in lieu of specific individual-based data. This is the point that Thomas Sowell makes. You end up with more racism, not less racism. Because instead of judging you based on whether you actually have a criminal record, people will just say, okay, well, I know that there are higher criminal records in this population at large. I don't know about you, so I'm going to make an assumption, which is what you don't want. None of this stuff achieves the purpose, but it's all about making the left feel good, so at least they feel better about themselves. Alrighty, we've reached the end of the week, but I hope that you rest up this weekend, because next week I'm sure will be a barn burner. We have more economic stats out, by the way, good employment stats coming out. We'll see how that holds up over the course of the next week. The stock market is bouncing all over the place. And, of course, the fallout from the decision overturning Roe versus Wade is likely to continue. So make sure that you get some sleep, because Monday we'll be back at it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says it's important voters flip the House and add to the Senate this November.
Before reaching his decision, State Administrative Law Judge Charles Boudreau held a day-long hearing in April that included arguments from lawyers for the voters and for Green, as well as extensive questioning of Green herself. State law says Boudreau must submit his findings to Raffensperger, who must decide whether Green should be removed from the ballot. Raffensperger is being challenged by a candidate supported by former President Donald Trump in the state's May 24th GOP primary. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And former President Trump is in Pennsylvania this evening at a rally to support Dr. Mehmet Oz's bid for the United States Senate. The former president says he has had success supporting the right candidates this year.
Our movement had a series of blockbuster victories in Ohio and Indiana. You know that, right? We nominated an amazing group of mega patriots to fight for us in November, including the future U.S. Senator.
Mr. Trump is referring to J.D. Vance, who had Mr. Trump's support in the GOP Ohio primary. Authorities say deputies found about 100 migrants in the back of a semi-trailer that had broken down on a South Texas highway, but many of them fled. Jackson County Sheriff's deputies found the semi-trailer about 7 o'clock this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 98 points, the Nasdaq dropping 173, the S&P 500 lower by 23, oil up $1.51 to close at $109.77 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Dante Wright's mother says she was injured while briefly detained by police near Minneapolis.
Dante Wright was shot and killed by a police officer in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota during a traffic stop. Katie Wright stopped to record an arrest of a person during a traffic stop.
I need your driver's license.
Wright says she was worried what the officers might do to the person being handcuffed. Brooklyn Center police released body camera video.
My name is Katie Wright. And I promise you, you guys killed my son, and I'm going to videotape him. And if you take me to jail, I will sue you. I don't care. Do not ever touch me again. I don't care. Don't touch me again.
Wright says the officer grabbed her so forcefully that she injured her wrist. The local police union praised the officer for a professional response and restraint during the incident. I'm Ed Donahue.
Check out more breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. An analysis has found a growing number of hazardous dams in poor condition across the U.S.
The AP report tallied more than 2,200 dams in poor or unsatisfactory condition that are rated as high hazard, meaning their failure likely would kill someone. That figure is up substantially from a similar review 3 years ago. Experts say the increase is a result partly of deferred maintenance and new development downstream from old dams that weren't necessarily designed to today's standards. John Scott reporting.
Meanwhile, Tesla is covering travel costs for any employees seeking abortions outside their home state. They've expanded their safety net program and health insurance offerings last year. Meanwhile, the car maker officially moved its corporate headquarters from Silicon Valley to Texas last year. Texas passed that law banning abortions at roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. More at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. So, folks, as you know, I'm not a huge people person. I like my kids. I like my family. You know, the general public. But here's the thing. I'm going to come hang out with you. Live event. Nashville. 3,000 people. Backstage live. June 29th. The historic Ryman Auditorium in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. So if you haven't been to one of our backstage live events, they are awesome. As you may have noticed, we've been on a huge winning streak here at the Daily Wire, from suing the federal government to stop their tyrannical vax mandate, to helping stop the Loudoun County School Board from its predations against kids, to announcing $100 million to challenge woke Disney, and the launch of DW Kids. So now is an excellent time to get together with our pals and celebrate. There will be surprises in store. Join me, Matt Walsh, Michael Moles, Andrew Clavin, and Jeremy Boring of Jeremy's Razors for our biggest live event of the year. Tickets go on sale Thursday, May 12th. 10 a.m. Central Time for Daily Wire, all access members only. So remember, you have to be an all access member to get extra time to pick up the tickets. Last time, we sold out basically just the all access members. So you really should get an all access membership today to make sure you have access to the tickets. 12 hours later, they go on sale for the general public. If you're not an all access member, don't miss out. Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Become an all access member today and get that early access to our Ryman event tickets. Daily Wire Backstage Live, the Ryman, Nashville, June 29th. I'll pretend to be happy to see you there. Alrighty, so the entire media are fully consumed with Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court of the United States. And again, the suggestion seems to be from the media constantly that people are going to vote en masse based on Roe. This is just not the case. As I've said, this is a multiple hypothetical they are hoping comes to fruition. They're hoping, one, that the Supreme Court rules the way that this majority opinion suggests that it will. Two, that there are a lot of people in red and purple states who are going to be just exorbitantly angry about Roe versus Wade and fearful that there will be a huge piece of legislation coming down that is going to, three, affect them. And again, I think that is a real bank shot. That is not a direct electoral motivator. Direct electoral motivators typically involve things that directly involve your life, like right now, not sometime in the future. I may be in a situation where I need an abortion and decide that I want an abortion, and then I won't be able to get an abortion. I also won't be able to get a plane ticket to New York or California. And maybe they'll pass a law that'll really hurt me at that point. That's not how people vote. The way that people typically vote is based on what is happening to them in the here and now. And you know what's happening to people in the here and now? The economy is happening to them in the here and now. According to a new Convention of States Action Trafalgar survey released on Thursday, apparently a plurality of Americans said that lowering inflation and fixing the economy was the number one issue to them. And this, again, is duplicative of multiple polls showing that the economy remains the top issue. The other issues that people seem to care about is securing the border is a top issue. There's some other issues that are in there, like for example, racial and social equality, these are low down on the chart. So is climate change. Right? The ones that Democrats think are really going to motivate people to get out there, those things do not rank high in any poll of the issues that people are mostly caring about. Now, if you ask people, like, right this moment, today, what they care about, they'll still say the economy is number one. They might say abortion as number two just because it's top of the headlines. In 4 months, it ain't going to be top of the headlines. As soon as the Supreme Court actually comes out with the decision, it's not going to be top of the headline. It's just going to be the fulfillment of the opinion that's already been released. So in some ways, the early leak of this thing took a lot of the sting and a lot of the fight out of the issue when the Supreme Court decision comes down in presumably a few weeks or so. But again, right now, what you're looking at is a bad economy and an economy getting worse. We keep hearing that the economy is strong. That is not how people feel about the economy. And they certainly don't feel that way after the Dow tumbled 1,000 points for the worst day since 2020. And the NASDAQ dropped 5% yesterday. And the reason for that is because there was this bizarre kind of surge on Wednesday that happened after Jerome Powell went out there and told you a bunch of fibs about how strong the economy was. Said, there's no chance of recession. We're going to get this inflation thing under control. We're going to raise interest rates by half a percentage point, 50 basis points. And all of this will get things under control. And the market, for a moment, surged like, maybe Jerome Powell knows what he's talking about. And then they're like, well, maybe he doesn't know really what he is talking about. So the market surged based on Jerome Powell's announcement. And then within 24 hours, it had dumped based on Jerome Powell's announcement. According to Randy Frederick, managing director of trading and derivatives at the Schwab Center for Financial Research over at CNBC, he says, if you go up 3% and then you give up a half percent the next day, that's pretty normal stuff. Having the kind of day we had yesterday and then seeing it 100% reversed within half a day is just truly extraordinary. Large tech stocks were the ones that were feeling the most pressure. Meta Platforms and Amazon fell nearly 6.8% and 7.6% respectively. Microsoft dropped 4.4%. Salesforce dropped 7.1%. Apple sank close to 6%. E-commerce stocks were a key source of weakness on Thursday. Etsy and eBay dropped 16.8% and 11.7% respectively after issuing weaker than expected revenue guidance. Now, this, by the way, should be an indicator that consumption is starting to fall off in pretty dramatic fashion because Amazon is driven by two forces, really. Amazon Web Services, which is large internet companies that use their web services for hosting, and then also consumption, right? A lot of Amazon's product services and sales, that's how they make their money. The same thing is certainly true for Etsy and eBay, which are completely just product consumption. So when product consumption goes down, what you start to see is demand leveling off. When demand levels off and inflation is still high, we call this stagflation. And you start to look at recession. Meanwhile, mortgage rates hit 5.27%. That is the highest level since 2009. At the beginning of the year, home loan rates were 3.22%. So they've jumped more than 2% in the course of the last few months alone. According to the Wall Street Journal, the steady climb in mortgage rates shows no signs of slowing down. The average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate home loan rose to 5.27% from 5.1% a week earlier, according to Freddie Mac. That marked the weekly figure's highest reading in nearly 13 years. Thursday's reading continued what has been a rapid surge as the busy spring selling season takes hold. The average rate on America's most popular home loan was 3.22% in early January, 2.96% 1 year ago. From January to April, rates rose at their fastest three-month pace since 1994. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by half a percentage point in a bid to curb inflation. Freddie's weekly average was recorded before the central bank's Wednesday announcement. So what that means is that you would imagine that these rates are going to continue to go up pretty sharply. And that means that your mortgage just got a lot more expensive. Now, maybe that is compensated for, at least in part, by dropping real estate prices. But that is going to hurt a lot of people who, for example, already own homes and spent the last couple of years buying homes in the inflated market. And now they're underwater on their mortgages. So you could start to see a real estate tumble based on that. More on this in a moment. First, fortune favors the bold and the strong and the brave. For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Novo is powerful, simple business checking. And unlike traditional banking, Novo does not have minimum balances, no transaction limits, no hidden fees. Instead of a one-size-all-fits approach, Novo is customized to your business. It saves you time and frees up cash flow with seamless integrations to Stripe, Shopify, QuickBooks Online, and more. Sign up for Novo for free. Join the community of over 150,000 fearless small businesses who have found the customizable business checking solution that admires their brave. Sign up for your free business checking account right now at novo.co/Shapiro. Plus, Ben Shapiro Show listeners get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Go to novo.co/Shapiro to sign up for free. Novo Platform, Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings, FA member FDIC. Terms and conditions do apply. When you inflate the economy this fast, and when you have supply chain crises, and when you have a government that is firmly convinced that dumping money into the economy is a good idea, there are predictable effects, and those effects include bubbles that burst. And this is a major problem. It's not people on the right just saying this. CNN's Harry Enten, who is certainly no right-winger, he says that Joe Biden has awful economic numbers, that these poll numbers are just bad for him.
On the Chiron, you see dismal. I was going to use the word awful. Essentially, if you ask Americans how they view the economy, is it poor or good? Look at the percentage that say poor at this time. It is north of 70%. It is 77% say bad, bad, bad.
Okay, well, if that many Americans feel that the economy is bad, it doesn't matter how many times Ron Klain retweets people saying the fundamentals of the economy are strong. People feel like their money is worth less because their money is worth less. People feel that demand is leveling off, which means that their job might go away, and they're very much afraid of that. People are feeling like they can't afford a mortgage in the first place, and now they doubly can't afford a mortgage. And then even if the prices come down, they certainly can't afford a mortgage because the mortgage rates are going to be 7, 8% at the rate of increase that we are currently seeing on a 30-year fix, right? These are big, big numbers. And this is scaring people, and it should scare people. What this really means is that there's a good shot of recessions coming. The only question is when. According to former Obama advisor Steve Ratner, he says, yeah, the recession is coming.
This talk about recession, Chairman Powell said yesterday that he was aiming for a, quote, softish landing. I don't know how you would feel if you were on a plane and the pilot announced that he was aiming for a softish landing. It's a real question as to where this is going and how high rates will go, how high inflation will go, and what the impact of that will be on the economy, especially as we go into the midterms next year.
Former Biden advisor Jared Bernstein is saying the same thing. He's a former advisor to Joe Biden when he was vice president of the United States. He says, I can't rule out a recession here because no one can rule out a recession here. And again, this is brought about by bad government policy. Yes, there are supply chain crises. They're not impacting Europe the same way they're impacting the United States. This is a Federal Reserve, federal government policy, and it has generated a really, really dangerous time in the American economy.
Can you tell the American people that we're not headed for a recession?
I can tell the American people that we are much better positioned when it comes to that recession question than pretty much any other advanced economy I've seen. But probably more importantly, you can never rule anything out.
You can never rule anything out. Okay, so here is the truth. I speak to investors on a routine basis, and the problem is because nobody knows where the economy is going, people are starting to get very tentative about where they put their money. Do you put it in real estate with these giant mortgage rates, knowing that the real estate prices are probably going to drop? Or do you just wait? Do you put your money into tech stocks, knowing that the tech stocks are starting to fall pretty dramatically? Or do you just wait? Do you put your money into bonds, knowing that the federal government has inflationary policies that could kick back in a couple of years down the line? Or do you just wait? Do you just take your money out of the economy and sit on it? This is a major problem during the Obama era. During the Obama era, there are trillions of business investment dollars sitting on the sidelines because of the uncertainty about the economy, because of the regulatory policy of the administration. And it looks a lot like that. It feels a lot like that. If you're an investor, really, if you have like some loose money sitting on the sidelines, where do you put it right now? There's this irrational exuberance, as Alan Greenspan used to suggest. And that irrational exuberance sort of repeated itself. So we saw a bubble, and now we are starting to see the bubble burst. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
Now, the stock market's at a record high. Again. Things are looking up. Houses are selling in a week. Interest rates are still crazy low. And to top it all off, the government printed $5 trillion in new money. You might have noticed that all of this doesn't add up. It's like those plates spinning on top of those sticks. When they stop, it all comes crashing down, right? You need to keep your cash safe, not crashing down. Using precious metals is a well-proven way to do this. In a gold or silver IRA 401k rollover, you even get tax breaks while you bomb-proof your money. To find out how you can do this, you need to talk to one of Noble Gold's representatives. They're patient and knowledgeable and can help you navigate the precious metals market. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA that you start. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit our website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Investing involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Alrighty, coming up, this administration, they don't know what to do on the economy, so they're just going to continue doubling down. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So in a time of great economic uncertainty, it's good to know that the Biden administration always provides a level of stability and certainty in doing the wrong thing. But the problem, one of the big problems here, is that you have an administration and a Federal Reserve that is still attempting to remake America according to its preferred political policies, which is pretty amazing. A few weeks ago, Ezra Klein did an interview with Larry Summers. And in that interview with Larry Summers, he basically let the cat out of the bag. He said, you know, I'm looking at these economic numbers and the inflation numbers, and I know that reality doesn't have to comport with my view of what reality ought to be, but it makes me sad that we really tried to run the economy hot in order to help the people at the bottom of the economic spectrum, and those are the people getting hurt the worst. And it's like, yes, of course, that's always how it works. When you inflate the economy, when you pursue bad economic policy that creates bad risk assessments, that creates bubbles, that then bursts. But what Ezra Klein said was, I think, the way that the left views things, which is, well, you know, in any case, when things get bad, the people at the bottom get hit hardest. When things are good, people at the bottom aren't benefiting enough. Therefore, we should always pervert policy toward the people at the bottom of the economic spectrum. Now, the problem with that, listen, we can all be sympathetic to people at the bottom of the economic spectrum. The problem is when you create perverse incentives, the people who tend to take the perverse incentives are the people at the bottom of the economic spectrum who then end up holding the bag when the music stops. And that's precisely what happened in 2007, 2008. So now you have the Federal Reserve and top U.S. regulators who are now attempting to push exactly, precisely the same policy that brought about the 2007-2008 crash. According to the Wall Street Journal today, top U.S. regulators proposed overhauling how banks lend hundreds of billions of dollars annually in lower-income communities, the first major revamp to the standards in more than two decades, as lenders increasingly offer financial services online. The proposal to modernize rules for the 1977 Community Reinvestment Act was announced Thursday and could be finalized by the end of the year. It aims to ensure lending to lower-income individuals and small businesses is distributed more evenly where banks do business. Existing rules focus on bank activities around their physical branches. Those rules are outdated in a world in which much financial activity happens over the internet. With mobile phones, both bankers and community advocates say, today's proposal seeks to expand access to credit, investment, and banking services in low- and middle-income communities, said incoming Federal Reserve Vice Chairwoman Lael Brainard in a written statement. The Fed is one of three regulators rewriting the lending rules. The other two, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, also signed off on the proposal on Thursday. The regulators will collect public comments on the proposal through early August before writing final rules. Congressional approval is not necessary. Under the plan, large banks would face expanded scrutiny of their auto lending activities if such loans comprise a significant portion of their business in addition to mortgages and small business loans. Officials cited the importance of auto loans to lower-income borrowers in explaining the added scrutiny. So again, the idea is to pressure banks to give loans more easily in low-income communities. The problem with this, of course, is that if banks actually thought it was highly profitable because people in low-income communities were paying back their loans at a good rate, don't you think they would already be taking advantage of those markets? According to the Wall Street Journal, the Community Reinvestment Act is designed to end redlining banks' historical practice of avoiding lending in certain areas, often lower-income communities, frequently leading to stark economic disparities along racial lines. The law is one of the major tools the government uses to encourage banks to lend more to low- and moderate-income communities. So, again, they're now promoting rules that they are hoping are going to expand lending. I mean, right now, credit, they're trying to dry up the credit to prevent the inflation. But at the same time, they want to make it looser in terms of how you lend in low-income communities, which are the most vulnerable communities in terms of which people are least likely to pay back loans. And then you wonder, well, how bubbles are created? It's because of stuff like this. So get ready for economic pain, because this administration has no plans up its sleeve other than economic pain. Nothing they do is designed toward actually solidifying the economy, making business people more feel more comfortable with their investments, making people feel like the economy is going to continue to expand. I mean, you have the Treasury Secretary openly saying that countries attempting to make friendlier business climates is a race to the bottom. And then you're wondering why people are taking trillions of dollars out of their investments, cashing out and taking that cash and putting it on the sidelines. That would be the reason why. Meanwhile, the Democrats are pursuing radical social policy. So justices, I mean, this is kind of an amazing thing. And I got to put this on John Roberts at this point. John Roberts needs to just release the majority opinion in Roe and be done. I think it's an actual sin what John Roberts is doing right now. If John Roberts thinks that a few additional weeks of consideration of this issue, when we already have the majority opinion, so he can change a few lines here or there, and we can go through our process, and this will uphold the institutional authority of the Supreme Court, and then everybody will be happier when we release a very similar opinion to the one that we already saw from Justice Alito. If he thinks that that upholds the institutional integrity of the Supreme Court, he's out of his mind. Roberts has been wrong every step of the way on this sort of stuff, by the way. Roberts, every time he says he wants to uphold the institutional integrity of the Supreme Court, he does something that undermines the institutional integrity of the Supreme Court. He'll be like, yeah, we can't knock down Obamacare. That'll undermine the integrity of the Supreme Court. So I'm going to write this decision where in one part of the decision I call Obamacare a tax, and in another part I call it not a tax, in the same decision. This is the kind of stuff that Justice Roberts does. Well, right now, the thing that needs to happen is the Band-Aid needs to get pulled off, and it really needs to get pulled off for very practical safety reasons. Because I mean, there are people positing online right now. There was a British commentator who posited online a thought experiment, a trolley experiment, sort of a Derek Parfit moral thought experiment. And here was his thought experiment. His thought experiment, I kid you not, this is on Twitter, was if you could kill one of the Supreme Court justices in the majority today and thus spare hundreds of thousands of women every year who want to have an abortion from the predations of state governments that prevent them from having abortions, isn't that worth it? And you have to imagine that some of that logic is going through the heads of people on the left right now. If they could snap their fingers and Justice Thomas just disappeared, do you think that they might do it? I'm not suggesting that every single person who opposes the decision is a potential assassin, of course. That would be ridiculous. But if you are worried about the safety of justices, as you should be since they are now in hiding and a huge fence is out at the Supreme Court, a non-scalable fence is now out around the Supreme Court, if you're worried about that, shouldn't you just release the opinion? Because right now we are still at this inflection point with regard to this particular decision. And Democrats keep running the rhetoric extremely hot here, like really, really hot. According to the UK Daily Mail, Left-wing groups are currently planning to send activists and protesters to the homes of conservative justices, to their houses. An activist group called Ruth Sent Us, as in Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who certainly would not be in favor of this, has published the supposed addresses of Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Coney Barrett, and Roberts, and are planning walk-bys of their homes Wednesday, May 11th. The group's website says our 6-3 extremist Supreme Court routinely issues rulings that hurt women, racial minorities, LGBTQ+, and immigrant rights. We must rise up to force accountability using a diversity of tactics. This is extraordinarily dangerous stuff. Roberts needs to release the opinion and be done. Because until that opinion is released, these people really believe that they can either threaten or maybe do violence to justice in order to achieve their goals. What Roberts is doing right now is sinful. All right, coming up. What would you say if I told you that this White House was very much in favor of people basically threatening Supreme Court justices? Because they kind of are. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state. state of mind.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Aye.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It is fairly incredible that this White House is now essentially tacitly supporting people protesting at Supreme Court justices' houses. So Jen Psaki yesterday, the outgoing White House press secretary, she's going to go get her slot, go get her, grab some cash over on MSNBC. She was over on CNN before, so she's moving around the left-wing networks and then into the friendly White House and then out again. So she was asked specifically about people doing these walk-by protests of justices' houses, which is insane. And here she was saying, like, refusing to condemn people protesting outside justices' houses, which is a pure intimidation tactic. It's crazy. And here's the White House. I mean, again, this is the norms crowd. Sounds kind of insurrection-y, to be honest with you. Here's Jen Psaki.
These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document.
That's insane. That's an insane answer. A lot of passion and fear. So what, you get to go to justices' homes now? This is amazing. This is the same group of people, who, when Sarah Palin put out a map at one point, just showing congressional districts with targets on them for Republicans to put their money into, and then there was a shooting that had nothing to do with that congressional map. She was blamed as somebody who had put a target on the back of Gabby Giffords. It was a major national issue at the time. Barack Obama basically went to Arizona and implied the same thing. That sort of rhetoric was apparently out of bounds. Now you have the White House, refusing to condemn people showing up at the homes of Supreme Court justices they disagree with. That's crazy talk. That's nuts. But that's how radical this White House is. And they think they're going to win electorally based on this strategy? This is their plan? I mean, forget about the morality. This is their politics? I mean, how extreme is this White House at this point? So Jen Psaki was asked if Joe Biden supports any limits on abortion at all. Remember, Joe Biden is just a good Catholic boy. And he's just a good Catholic who really, he really believes in Catholic doctrine. I'm no Catholic. Suffice it to say that if you are somebody who is giving communion to a president of the United States who holds this position, I am wondering why. Is there any other position that a Catholic could hold that is so in direct conflict with Catholic doctrine and get away with getting communion? Could you be like pro-murder and get away with getting communion? Like that's actually your actual platform is murder good. And the Catholic Church would be like, oh, here's a wafer. Like, I'm just wondering how this works on a religious level. Jen Psaki expressed yesterday that Joe Biden feels there should be zero limits, none, on abortion. None. Here we go.
So, does the president support abortion up until the moment of birth?
The president has spoken about this many times, Peter, and I would refer you to his own comments about abortion and a woman's right to choose and make decisions about her body with her doctor, which is what any of those women would do.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. And so this White House is abortion. Don't worry. It's the right that's extreme. The left's position is just abortion until birth and go intimidate Supreme Court justices at their homes. Pretty incredible stuff here. Approved by the White House. Approved by the White House. And again, you cannot find any Democrat in a major position of power who will condemn the leak or the violence or any of it. In the same way that you couldn't find a major Democrat during the BLM riots to full-throatedly condemn the violence. If they did, they're like, yeah, rioting is bad, but you have to understand the sentiments that lead to the rioting. And violence is not a bad thing to the left, so long as it tends to support its general presumptions about the world. In fact, the only Democrats that you can find to condemn things like leaks from the Supreme Court are Democrats who believe they're in trouble in swing states. Literally the only Democrat that I have seen who condemned the leak and the threats against SCOTUS justices, the only one I can find is Mark Warner in Virginia. And the reason Mark Warner in Virginia is feeling a little vulnerable is because Glenn Youngkin just got elected governor of Virginia. Here is literally the only Democrat. Yesterday I said I can't find a Democrat to condemn violent threats or any of this sort of stuff. I can. I can find one. He's in a swing state. His name is Mark Warner. Here we go.
Whether you're a Supreme Court justice who's under threat, whether you're some of the people who, senators who voted for the impeachment of Mr. Trump, whose lives are put in threat, I think that kind of action is outrageous. Either end of the political spectrum. And we need to do all we can, and if there are more, you know, Secret Service or other security entities that need to protect our justices, amen.
I mean, I have a question. So why exactly is he the only Democrat I can find who will condemn this sort of stuff? It's amazing. Meanwhile, the media are trotting out folks like Hillary Clinton to speak on this issue. And she says it's extraordinarily dangerous. Overturning Roe's dangerous. Not going outside justices' homes with the approval of the White House. Overturning Roe and letting people vote on the issue, that's dangerous. Here's Hillary Rodham Clinton.
This opinion is dark. It is incredibly dangerous. And it is not just about a woman's right to choose. It is about much more than that. And I hope people now are fully aware of what we're up against, because the only answer is at the ballot box to elect people who will stand up for every American's rights. And any American says, look, I'm not a woman. This doesn't affect me. I'm not black. That doesn't affect me. I'm not gay. That doesn't affect me. Once you allow this kind of extreme power to take hold, you have no idea.
It's amazing. So it's now extreme power allowing it to take hold when the justices do not usurp the authority of state legislatures and naturally just revert that authority back to state legislatures. Also, again, notice how for Democrats, when they are arguing over this Roe thing, they never just argue the Roe thing. They don't argue about the abortion laws. Instead, it's about so much more than that. Okay, this is like when you have an argument with your spouse and the argument is about something stupid. The argument's about like who's washing the dishes. And suddenly it blows up. It's like, it's not just about the dishes. It's about all these other things. Like, wait, I thought it was just about the dishes. Okay, with Democrats and abortion, it can never just be about abortion because they lose that argument. So instead, it's about all the other things. Don't you see what's coming down the pike? Don't you see what's coming? This is why you see Democrats being like, they're going to ban interracial marriage again. They're going to ban contraceptives. Yes, I'm sure, guys. I'm sure. By the way, as I said earlier, they're not even going to ban same-sex marriage again. The Supreme Court says in this decision that they are not even going to revisit Obergefell. And as I said before, regardless of what you feel about same-sex marriage, there is no Supreme Court precedent before Obergefell that suggests a long-standing national right to same-sex marriage. But they're not even going to revisit that. So all this slippery slope talk is just an easy way for you guys to avoid the actual issue here, which is the Supreme Court got out of the abortion business here and said that states now get to vote on the most critical life issue in America, which is the way that it's supposed to work under the federalist system. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, join me, Ben Shapiro, in helping to rush emergency relief to Ukraine on planes, which will then return carrying Jewish refugees. So these are very useful planes on both sides of the aisle. Your life-saving gift of $45 or any amount will help fund one round-trip flight of aid and evacuees. Go right now to rescuejews.org, or if you prefer, you can phone in your gift of $45. Just call 800-331-3737. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is bringing in flights weekly from Moldova to evacuate refugees. In Israel, they fill up the plane with 15 tons of food, clothes, and medicine, and other basic needs to help the refugees in Ukraine and neighboring countries. Thanks to a generous matching gift challenge, I'm asking 1,000 of my listeners to partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews today. Your gift of $45 will double in impact to help provide a rescue flight. Go to rescuejews.org or call 800-331-3737. That's rescuejews.org or give them a call at 800-331-3737. That's 800-331-3737. Democrats, again, the rhetoric just gets more and more extreme. If they think that I'm bewildered by these folks, they have no interest in fixing the economy. They have no interest in fixing the border, the things that people are actually going to vote based on. Instead, they think that if they just rant and rave about Emily's List, that somehow massive numbers of Americans are going to be motivated to turn up at the ballot box. No, they will not. How do I know this? Texas basically made abortion illegal almost a year ago at this point. And you know who's shown up at the ballot box to punish Texas? No one. No one. Senator Mazie Hirono, who is the dumbest person in the United States Senate by a long shot. She is truly a mental derelict. She's just, there's nothing going on upstairs for Mazie Hirono. Here she was yesterday saying, Republicans don't give a rip about women. They don't give a rip about women. Except for, you know, all of the girls who will be killed in sex selective abortions. Or all of the women who will be victimized by never being told what exactly is growing inside them, never being allowed to see an ultrasound in left-wing states. Except for all of the women who will feel regret and shame at the killing of their unborn kids. Except for all of the women who've been indoctrinated into a perverse view of the world in which killing your unborn child is somehow a form of virtue. Yeah, we don't care about women except for any of those things. Here's Mazie Hirono doing her shtick.
Fundamentally, Republicans don't give a rip about women. They are more angry, incensed, and whatever words, outrage by the leak than they are by the fact that women of this country are going to wake up one morning and realize they no longer control their own bodies.
And this sort of language is always very bizarre from the left. Women don't control their own bodies, really. It turns out there are a series of steps that generally lead to an abortion. They put aside cases of rape and incest, which, again, amount to a tiny fraction of all abortion cases. Whenever you hear somebody on the left argue about rape and incest, understand they're not arguing about the central case. They're deliberately picking what we call in the law edge cases so they cannot argue about the central case. Because if anybody, like, for example, Mitt Romney, this is his actual position, said, fine, abortion cases of rape and incest is okay with me, they wouldn't then go, okay, well, I guess we can now do an abortion law that bans the rest. It's not about that. When they say that it's about women's bodily autonomy, women have the choice in the United States whether to have sex. They have a choice how to have sex, with whom to have sex, whether to use contraceptives or not. Those are all choices that a woman gets to make about her own body. The question here is, what do you have the ability to make a choice about with regard to another person's body, namely the person that's created inside you when you have sex, a natural outgrowth of sexual activity? I know that we have to live in this bizarre fantasy land in which sex and baby making are completely disconnected, unlike every other mammal on planet Earth, and unlike all of the human species until about the year 1960. But that ain't the reality. It turns out that every time you have sex, it carries the risk of having a kid. That simple biology. I know the left has trouble with simple biology these days. They don't even know what a woman is. Again, I'm amused by the left's return to the language here with regard to women. Oh, women know. Women, you don't even know what a woman is. You can't. Your Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson couldn't even say what a woman was. And here you are like, well, we speak for all women. Do you? Or do you speak for pregnant men? Or do you speak for women who now believe they are men? You can't even define words anymore. It's all just power. And whenever the left kind of engages in the Michel Foucault argument that all human language, all truth is just a function of power, understand that's how they think. It's all projection. It's not that the right uses truth and words and principles as a guise for power. It's that the left does. And for them, it's just all about power. So sometimes women are women, sometimes women are not. Sometimes abortion is termination of a pregnancy. Sometimes it's shout your abortion. Sometimes human beings are children. Sometimes they are not. Depends on what day it is for Joe Biden or what state of mind he is in or whether he's had his pudding that morning. But again, the sort of female equality argument is the weakest of all arguments the Democrats trot forth. And it is anti-biological. Here's Senator Gillibrand doing the same thing.
I do not think the 50% of America should be told that they have to put their bodies at risk of life or death without their consent. It is barbaric. It is inhumane. It is unacceptable. And I hope every human being in this country understands that when you take away a woman's right to make her decisions about her health and well-being, she is no longer a full citizen.
Women are no longer full citizens unless they can kill their baby, unless they can decide on their own whether a baby is a baby or a cancer. Then they're not full citizens. Turning your own child into your enemy is real pagan type stuff. The child growing in your womb as your bodily enemy seeking to destroy you is pretty evil, I think. I think it's fair to say that if your view widespread is that women should view the child growing within them as a potential enemy, as opposed to, you know, the thing that you are supposed to generally lay down your life for, men and women, that adults are supposed to get in the way of bullets for kids. You have an entire political party that now suggests that kids ought to be devalued based on the subjective opinion of a woman at the time encouraged by people like Kirsten Gillibrand. Democratic language on abortion is so hideous. It's so ugly. You can understand why they try to argue that the abortion issue is really about all these other issues, because when they argue about the issue itself, it sounds really, really morally disgusting. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, simple fact of the matter is you need to protect your family. God forbid something happens to you. They need to continue to have an income. And having life insurance through your job, that might not be enough. Most people need up to 10 times more coverage to properly provide for their families. This is why you need to check out PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius is your one-stop shop to find the insurance you need at the right price. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get started. In minutes, you can compare personalized quotes from top companies and find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with PolicyGenius. Licensed agents at PolicyGenius are on hand throughout the entire process to help you understand your options and make decisions with confidence. The PolicyGenius team works for you, not the insurance companies. PolicyGenius doesn't add on extra fees. They don't sell your information to third parties. They have thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. And PolicyGenius has options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Since 2014, PolicyGenius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance and placed over $150 billion in coverage. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save today. Already coming up, more Democrats responding to the Roe versus Wade overturning, and their language is really ugly. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Sizzle.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Democrats' language with regard to abortion in the harsh light of day, it's really hideous. Stacey Abrams, the great and sainted Stacey Abrams, the heroine of the Republic. I don't know. Am I assuming her gender? In any case, the not Georgia governor who's now running for Georgia governor and, with the help of God, will lose again. Stacey Abrams, she says she's an unequivocal abortion supporter, like at every level.
I'm unequivocal. I believe in the right to an abortion. And this is something I came to over many years. I grew up in the Deep South in a religious community where the question of abortion was almost unequivocally no. But it took my exposure to a broader set of conversations, including to a friend, a dear friend in Mississippi, who had to make a tough choice without the support she needed, without support from me, for me to start to think about what does that mean.
So she is an unequivocal abortion supporter because she had a friend. Congratulations. It turns out, you know what needed a friend? Probably the baby. The baby needed a friend. You know, the Orwellian language that is now being used with regard to kids, it's stunning. It really is. I mean, Representative Pramila Jayapal, she says this is government-mandated pregnancy, which is sort of like saying that that digesting your food is not the natural outgrowth of eating it. Like, generally speaking, when you have sex, it carries the risk of having children. That is a natural outgrowth of having sex. But here's Pramila Jayapal suggesting governmental mandated pregnancy, as though it's a matter of complete neutrality whether your body creates a baby once there is a baby inside it.
Our doctors and our loved ones that we want to bring in, but nobody else is going to carry this child. This is government mandated pregnancy. And it is an outrage, and I think it is...
No, it's biologically really, mandated pregnancy.
It really undermines and delegitimizes the Supreme Court as a body that can make decisions that are not just purely political, and Supreme Court justices that, frankly, lied under oath.
The evil dehumanization of those who are preborn, those in the womb, which, by the way, represents every single person you see talking today on the screen. Every single one of those person was once in the womb. Without variation. You know, all those people being treated as though they do not exist, as though their interests have no bearing on the case. That dehumanization, I was told by people on the left, dehumanization is the root of all evil. It is definitely the root of all evil, and you guys engage in it on a daily basis. It is incredible. But again, the iron law of woke projection, as James Lindsay says, is unbroken. Its winning streak is unbroken. Beto O'Rourke, eating New Mexican dirt and saying dumb crap. So Beto came out, he says, you know, this is, again, one of the left's big arguments. It's not about life, it's about control. No, for you, it's about control. For you, it's about control, which is why you're willing to kill unborn human beings in order to maintain control.
This is not about life. This is about control. This is about power. This is about controlling the lives of the women of Texas and taking power away from them.
No, it's about you controlling the entire society by suggesting that the next generation has no interest in existing. The language that is used with abortion, it is never going to not be morally stunning when it comes to the left. The left's language with regard to abortion is just morally egregious on every possible level. And sometimes they just let it slip. Like Whoopi Goldberg yesterday. Again, it's amazing how folks on the left, they will pretend that they don't think that what's going on in the womb is a child. They'll just, because they can't stand the cognitive dissonance of actually acknowledging what they're doing. Some of them will, and then it's really ugly. But every so often it just slips out. So you have Joe Biden saying that abortion is the killing of a child and then trying to walk it back. So Whoopi Goldberg the other day did the same thing. She says that abortion is a decision between her and her doctor and her child. Really, how many children do you know who feel like being stabbed in the face and having their brain sucked into a sink?
You got people telling me I got to wear a mask or don't wear a mask or do this. Everybody wants to tell me what to do, but you won't let me make my decision about my body. You are not the person to make that decision. My doctor and myself and my child, that's who makes the decision.
Oh, your child makes the decision, does it? Fascinating. Fascinating. I feel like, as Ronald Reagan once said, there's a unique property of all people who are pro-abortion. All of them have already been born. When I say that language and the turning and twisting of language is all about power, perfect example of this. So the Associated Press put out a style guidance alert yesterday. Here was their style guidance alert. Pregnant people. So you've heard the left use the phrase pregnant people with regard to women. But they say that some men can get pregnant now because they are so utterly and completely full of garbage. So here's the new AP style guidance alert. You ready for this? Phrasing like pregnant people or people who seek an abortion seeks to include people who have those experiences but do not identify as women, such as some transgender men and some non-binary people. Such phrasing should be confined to stories that specifically address the experiences of people who do not identify as women. See, gender, sex, and sexual orientation. Okay, so understand what the AP is doing right here. They're making a linguistic excuse for why you can make a war on women argument about abortion and then switch right over and say that some men are women. They're saying that when you're writing about abortion, you should use the term women so that you can talk about how women are being attacked by men. But then when you're talking about transgenderism, then you should use pregnant people so as not to offend the women who believe they are men. Language is just a pure tool of political narrative and power. That's what the AP is saying right there. And in the end, that's what it comes down to for the left. It's all about the power. It has always been about the power. It will always continue to be about the power. And that power to apparently kill the unborn is of deep importance to the left, deep and abiding importance to the left in a fundamental way, which should say something pretty deep and abiding about leftist perspectives on the world and why they should never be allowed this sort of power. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Headlining another Save America rally, former President Trump told an audience in Pennsylvania the economy hasn't been good in the last 16 months.
Under Biden, 4 million people have not returned to the labor force. Real wages have declined 12 months in a row. And last month, you read this, it shrank 1.4% in the first quarter.
Mr. Trump telling the thousands gathered in the rain at the Westmoreland County Fairgrounds Friday night in Mount Pleasant Township that under the current administration, things have taken a turn for the worse.
Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats have turned calm into chaos, competence into incompetence, and stability into anarchy, prosperity into poverty.
The 45th president stumping for a number of candidates running in the May 17th GOP primary, especially Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's looking for the nomination for the Senate. President Biden's approval rating still underwater.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll shows that 45% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 53% disapprove. The latest figures include 25% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 43% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of minus 18. At this point in his presidency, Donald Trump had a 51% approval rating, 8% higher than Mr. Biden. Bernie Bennett reporting.
As forecasters are projecting severe damaging winds across New Mexico over the weekend, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says that the fire at the Kermit's Peak Calf Canyon has been raging for over a month.
It has currently burned 168,000 acres in Mora and San Miguel counties.
Grisham said Mexicans should expect a historic fire weather event over the weekend. More at townhall.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
A court in Belarus sentencing a Russian student to 6 years in jail a year after she and her dissident journalist partner were removed from a Ryanair plane and arrested.
Sofia Sapiega and her boyfriend Roman Protasevich were flying from Greece to Lithuania over Belarusian airspace when the authorities there intervened. They said there'd been a bomb threat, a claim since discredited. Critics denounced it as a state-sponsored hijacking to seize Mr. Protasevich, a prominent opponent of Belarus's authoritarian leader, Alexander Lukashenko.
That's the BBC's Danny Eberhardt reporting. Sri Lanka's president declared a state of emergency amid widespread public protests demanding his resignation over the country's worst economic crisis in recent memory. Sri Lanka is near bankruptcy, having announced that it's suspending repayment of its foreign loans and usable foreign currency reserves. Townhall.com. Taking a look at politics overseas, in a blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's ruling Conservative Party suffered election losses in its few of London strongholds, as we hear from correspondent Karen Chamas.
The losses will pile more pressure onto British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's already struggling with ethics scandals and a worsening economic outlook. Voting took place for thousands of seats in more than 200 local councils throughout parts of the UK. Whilst the votes were to decide who will be responsible for local issues, it also gives an important reading of public opinion ahead of the next national election, which must be held by 2024. The main opposition Labour Party, which has been out of power nationally since 2010, won control of Wandsworth, Barnet and Westminster, three London boroughs long held by the Conservatives. Karen Chamas, London.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Sorry to see you go.
Are you?
Yes, and you've always been a good sport.
Thank you.
Yes, Jen Psaki headed toward the door from the White House to MSDNC, but really, what's the difference? Other than the parking space, I don't see an awful lot of difference. Same job, same role in society. And the news media very excited to announce that ascending to the cardboard throne will be the first black and openly gay woman to serve in the role. That's the Washington Post sub-headline, Karine Jean-Pierre to replace Jen Psaki as White House press secretary. And then, you know, like, what is she, like Juicy Smollett? The sub-headline is, will be the first black and openly gay woman to serve in the role. Why do they say openly in there? They know something we don't know? Anybody trying to provide a little clue there? First black and openly gay woman to serve in the role. Very exciting. And it's also very exciting that Karine Jean-Pierre, see, this is the circle of life in Washington, D.C. I talk about it all the time. How it's a, you know, like a great big, in a hot tub, and it's a circle fest in a hot tub. And how I like to say, because it's true, that they all sleep with each other. You know, the Democrats and the news media, but I repeat myself, they have sex. That's what I'm, you know, not just in a hot tub, other places too. But it turns out that Karine Jean-Pierre has a partner. Says right here, you know, I remember when this was kind of like no big deal and none of your business. I grew up in a time when the objective in our society and our culture was to reach a point where none of this mattered, where all of this was irrelevant. And instead, we've been going in reverse about 100 years an hour since the left sunk their teeth into us. And now it's the only thing that matters is her race and her sexual orientation, not sexual preference. You know, Merriam-Webster changed their definition of sexual preference in their online dictionary after Amy Coney Barrett used the term sexual preference because the Democrats said, well, it's not a preference, it's an orientation. Can you say orientation, or is that racist against Chinese people? Because, you know, you can't say oriental rugs, right? You can't say, because there, is that what you can say or what you can't say? I got to check my dictionary, my left-wing dictionary. But the news media is excited to announce the translation dictionary, lefty to English. So Karine Jean-Pierre, her partner is Suzanne Malveaux, who is a longtime CNN correspondent. So you can see the circle of life here in Washington, D.C. The Democrat deputy press secretary becomes the Democrat press secretary at the White House. Her girlfriend is a CNN correspondent, right? And the current press secretary, Jen Psaki, leaves the White House to go to work at MSNBC. See that? That's the, it's kind of the triangle of life more than the circle of life. It's like the menage a trois of Democrat Party politics and news media. You've got CNN, MSNBC, and the Democrat White House with at least two gay women, Karine Jean-Pierre and Suzanne Malveaux, her partner, and that is how Washington works. All right, that's it. And I say it all the time. Well, they're all sleeping with each other. They all have sex with each other. They date each other. And you move in and out of Democrat Party politics and Democrat media, as is the case with Jen Psaki, who, of course, is going to MSDNC, where they will doubtless pay her a seven-figure salary for her excellent propaganda efforts. Pretty amazing stuff. So that's big news in Washington, D.C., and no place else. But there it is. That's page three of today's Washington Post. You know, so when you open the first page, when you open the, that's the big thing. And there are a picture of, there it is, of Karine Jean-Pierre, the new White House press secretary, in, with hands interwoven with Jen Psaki, the incoming and the outgoing. And the sub headline is about her race and her sexual orientation. All right? Because that's today's Democrat Party. Sorry to say, but there it is. And that's on page three. Now, if you go farther into the newspaper, you're going to find other things like, amazing, on page four, FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, sharply limits Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to risk of blood clots. This is kind of amazing. Updated guidance. It's updated guidance. Says shotgut could be for people unable to receive others. That's scaling it back, all right. So here's the thing. It causes blood clots, and the blood clots have killed at least nine people. At least nine people. So now they're changing the recipe here. But here's the funny thing, is that a few months ago, if you went online and said that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine caused blood clots and that the vaccine and the blood clots were killing people, you were banned and banished from left-wing social media outlets that it's where legitimate news stories go to die. And they called it misinformation. They said, well, you're spreading misinformation and disinformation because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine doesn't cause blood clots and nobody's dying from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, today it's page four news that the FDA sharply limits Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to risk of blood clots. Now, you see, what was yesterday disinformation is now information. Hey, long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. And there it is. The Food and Drug Administration imposed new restrictions Thursday on Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine, saying the risk of a rare and life-threatening blood clot syndrome outweighs the benefit of the vaccine for people who are 18 or older. 18, that's pretty much everybody who's getting the vaccine and can get another shot unless they would otherwise remain unvaccinated. Sure, then go ahead and roll the dice. You know, blood clot, death, don't worry about it because the government is here. And again, what was misinformation is now just information. Isn't that amazing? And that's on page four. That's not on the front page, but we already know. The sexual orientation of the race of the new White House press secretary because the Democrats, you know. Also, if you're going through the paper today, which most of you probably aren't, so I'll do it for you, because it's the Washington Post, after all. On page 7, they got a little notification here. Pandemic led to nearly 15 million global excess deaths. 15 million. And they say, well, that's from people that died from the Wuhan and from people that didn't go to the hospital and from people that were denied care, that the World Health Organization, you know, if you can't trust them, who can you trust? They now have a new number. Next year it'll be 30 million. But for now, the pandemic led to nearly 15 million what they call excess deaths. Now, if you died, you would call that an excess death. That's one death too many, if it's you. But the pandemic led to nearly 15 million excess deaths worldwide, according to a new estimate by the World Health Organization, including people who died of, you know, COVID-19 and others who died from other causes related to the crisis, such as healthcare shortages and the virus surge, overwhelming hospitals. So this is now, here's what I thought when I looked at this morning. I thought, well, surely now there will be calls for accountability. Surely we must now get to the bottom of this Wuhan Red Death from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, where the communists rule and where they murder tens of millions of their own people and they have gulags with slaves, you know, millions of slaves based on their ethnicity and their religion. They're Muslims, by the way, and the Uyghurs, and they have slave camps, but LeBron James is okay with that because he makes a tidy sum off of slave labor. So slavery been very, very good to him. So 15 million dead, and I still hear no calls for accountability from anyone. Isn't that amazing? Just remarkable, isn't it? Yes, it is. Truly crazy. Now, it gets much worse than that. Now, you may have noticed there was a giant drop in the stock market yesterday. It was epic. It was historic. It was gigunda. And it fell more than 1,000 points, the Dow Jones Industrials yesterday. Fell more than 1,000 points. And here's the headline in the Washington Post. Dow falls more than 1,000 points amid recession fears. Page 17. That's page 17 news. See, the Democrats, this is bad. There's midterm elections this year. There are midterm elections this year. And the Democrats are worried that they're not going to do very well. And that means the Washington Post and CNN and 60 Minutes are very worried that the Democrats aren't going to do very well. And according to all the polls, the thing that Americans are most concerned about, that's us, we Americans from all over the world, we're concerned about the economy and inflation and the dollar and recession. So, naturally, the Washington Post puts that big story, giant drop, yesterday, and there's more. It's even worse than that. Dow falls more than 1,000 points. That's page 17 news. Page 17 news. That's pretty amazing. Just after Elon Musk secures $7 billion in financing for a Twitter deal. That's on page 16, but it still comes in, you know, way behind. Karine Jean-Pierre is black, in case you couldn't tell. And she's the first black and openly gay woman to serve openly, to serve in the role. Wink, wink, nod, nod. You know what I'm talking about here. Wink is as good as a nod. Am I right? We're going to have to go back and look at the list. I think, hey, wait a minute. What does the Washington Post know? So that's just scratching the surface on the Washington Post corruption today. Pretty extraordinary stuff. That Eugene Robinson with an editorial and op-ed today. KGB, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now they're trying to call her KGB. I'll call her KGB instead because we already have the DGB, you know, the Disinformation Governance Board. That's like the KGB in America, the DGB. Now they got KGB. She's at the Supreme Court. KBJ must wonder what she's gotten herself into is the headline. Oh, don't worry about it. It's just the left threatening the lives, the families, and the homes of every conservative Supreme Court justice, not the lefty Supreme Court justices. Now, so what I'm going to do in response is later on in today's radio program, I'm going to broadcast the home addresses of the liberal Supreme Court justices and post them on Twitter and on Facebook, and Jen Psaki's home address and her car, type of car she drives, license plate number, and the information regarding her parents as well, where her parents live and all of this information because it seems only fair. It seems only right. Because that's, you know, leveling the playing field there. And it's not disinformation. I'm going to give out accurate home addresses for the left-wing baby slaughtering or organ harvesting members of the Supreme Court. And, you know, the baby killers. And it's going to be under that heading. And I'm going to give out their home addresses and their phone numbers. Their phone numbers, because I got their phone numbers too. And Jen Psaki as well. And of course, the types of cars that they drive in license plates, right? Because that's just what you do to level the playing field. That's fighting fire with fire. The news media is fine with this. In fact, where is the story on the left-wing radical group, this terrorist group called, what is it? Ruth Sent Us. Or they've named their group after Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is no longer with us. So now they're like necromancers. They're communing with the dead. And they think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has sent them to terrorize, and they are terrorists. This is a terrorist group, make no mistake about it. This terrorist group has released and made public on the internet the home addresses of the six conservative appointees to the Supreme Court, the nominees to the Supreme Court. Home addresses for Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett and of course for Clarence Thomas, and they're attacking Jenny Thomas again today too, for Samuel Alito and for John Roberts, even though we don't know where he stands on this, but you know, he was appointed by a Republican, so the terrorism is loose in the United States of America, and it's the left and this left-wing mob. Ruth Sent Us. Ruth is dead. She didn't send you unless, you know, you're using your Ouija board and doing the old buried head conga line. Also, boy, it gets better and better because the actual lead story in the Washington Post. And if you're looking for the story in the Washington Post about how Ruth Sent Us is a terrorist group in league with the Stalinists, communist terrorist group Antifa, which is a wing of the Democrat Party today. The Washington Post, I don't think they have that story. They don't have a big story on this terrorist group. Ruth Sent Us, putting out the home addresses. So I'm also going to put out the home addresses of the senior editors at the Washington Post today and where their children go to school. You know, the private schools that their children go to. So I've got that coming up as well. And the actual lead story is U.S. intelligence helped Kiev sink Russian warship. So the crooked crooks in the Biden administration are leaking illegally sensitive intelligence information because they want to change the subject and terrorize Supreme Court justices. And now Russia can rightly say, well, the United States is at war with us. It may be proxy, but not really. And now they're putting it out there for headlines that they think will serve them well and change the subject away from what Americans really care about, the economy and inflation, and how these people are screwing us. We're at 888-630-9625. That and Joe Biden and Kamala and all kinds of crazy.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-386-7194 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-386-7194. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-386-7194 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-386-7194.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Yeah, U.S. intelligence helped Kiev sink Russian warship. It was their flagship of the Black Sea Fleet. That is what you call an act of war. Remember the Lusitania. Visit the Arizona. The U.S. is bragging about it on the front page of the Washington Post because Joe Biden and his flying monkeys are a bunch of idiots. And they are the military-industrial complex people. Make no mistake about it. Let's go to the telephones. I'm going to get back to that because there's a lot to say about it. It's extremely corrupt. Let's go to Matt calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm great, Matt. What do you say? What do you know?
So I think the Ruth sent us crowd got a security hologram from Darth Vader Ginsburg. They might have sent it to Whoopi Goldberg. But hey, what I called about was the healthcare shortage, the healthcare worker shortage crisis at the White House is about to get real. The Alzheimer in chief's losing his gen psychiatric ward nurse. Always going to have less. His visiting aunt Jill, his visiting aunt Dr. Jill, to take. But I have a theory about his replacement, or her replacement, I'm sorry, that's the wrong pronoun. Jean-Pierre, I think it's really Karine Jean-Pierre Delecto, and it's Mitt Romney in disguise trying not to be recognized in public. He's going to trade in that baseball cap for a French beret.
He is that. You came armed for bear, man. You are loaded for bear. You had a bucket full of stuff there. That was fun. Yeah, we were talking about how Mitt Romney goes out in public wearing a disguise, and they revealed the disguise was a baseball cap. Never recognize him. And I'm sorry, visiting angels and the Alzheimer's in chief and the healthcare worker shortage. That's a pretty good collection of stuff. Great start, Matt.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Ah, yes. You know, the Democrats, you got to keep in mind, they're violent. They're the party of criminals. They're anti-police. They're the party of terrorism and terrorist groups. They have been forever, the STS and the Weather Underground and various other, you know, FLAN left-wing terror groups that have bombed buildings forever. And the rioting in the streets from the 1960s at the Democratic Convention through day before yesterday in Los Angeles and presumably upcoming not only at the Supreme Court where they put up the giant Pelosi fences. Did you see this, Jeff? They put up the big Pelosi fences entirely around the Supreme Court, ringing the Supreme Court, because the left-wing criminal mob is on their way because, you know, they got to kill more. They got to kill more. They love killing. So they're the party of Antifa, which is a Stalinist communist terrorist group founded in Germany in the 1930s, and now they're a part of the Democratic Party here in the United States. They launched suicide attacks against the police. In at least five instances, I can name off the top of my head, and one suicide attack against Republican members of Congress. This is the Democratic Party. Make no mistake about it. And they're out here fighting for more abortion because human life is not their bag, baby. Know what I mean? But with that said, they're also the party of war. They're the war party. You know that Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War was the first Republican president. He was later assassinated by a Democrat who shot him in the head while he was watching a nice play at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. And the head of the Confederacy was naturally Jefferson Davis, and he was a Democrat, really the first Democrat president in America, Jefferson Davis, the Confederacy. Okay, and then we got into World War One under Woodrow Wilson, a progressive Democrat and a devout racist and supporter of the KKK. Got into World War Two under FDR. And then we got into the Korean War under Harry Truman. We got into the Vietnam War under John F. Kennedy and then really under LBJ. The Democrat Party is the party of war. The Democrat Party is the party of racism. The Democrat Party is the party of sexism and sexual abuse. They tried to keep women, delete that. They kept women from getting the vote for decades while Republicans were fighting to get women the vote. So with those things being said, let me now get to what the Biden administration is doing with Ukraine and Russia, because this is extremely dangerous, extremely dangerous. It's almost impossible to believe how crooked these people are, but here it is. Now, day before yesterday, there was a news story in the New York Times I believe it was on the front page of the New York Times, and they declared quite proudly that the United States of America is helping Ukrainians kill Russian generals. We've seen stories about Russian generals being killed, and those deaths, those killings, those targeted killings, you might say assassinations, but really targeted killings, where we've been led to believe that those were conducted by the Ukrainians. I have been talking about this. I have something of a background in this field, and I mentioned that when I saw these explosions taking place at key facilities well inside of Russia, north of Ukraine, I say, you know, I got to tell you, and also that convoy of Russian armored vehicles that was 30 miles long that didn't go anywhere for 2 weeks and various other things that I've seen. I thought me looked like U.S. Special Operations Forces in there carrying out some tasks to bloody the nose of the Russians and Putin and undermine Putin and undermine their efforts in Ukraine and make it clear that we're not going to allow this to be a cakewalk for them. All right. So that was just my and I don't have any inside information on this. I'm outside the bubble. But I thought I saw some indicators that led me to believe that, you know, the Ukrainians don't have those kinds of capabilities. And we do. And if I were President of the United States, and if I were CIA director, if I were chairman of the Joint Chiefs or Secretary of Defense, I think that I would be going in there and taking shots at the Russian troops. Well, New York Times headline day before yesterday, U.S. intelligence is helping Ukraine kill Russian generals. Let's say that that's true. Why would you give that to the New York Times? That is an extremely highly classified, compartmented operation, an intelligence operation, which would definitely involve the U.S. Special Operations Command in Tampa, Florida, at MacDill Air Force Base, and your CIA paramilitary, and you would go in there and you'd be working probably with some small number of Ukrainians, and you'd be getting some missions accomplished. Know what I mean? And then what you don't do is you don't give it to the New York Times, because this is compartmented stuff. This is SCI. This is SCIF stuff. This is, you know, the kind of thing you only talk about when there are no phones in the rooms and no wires coming in so that people can be listening from the outside because the Russians and the Chinese are trying to find out what you're doing. But if you tell the New York Times, that kind of changes the equation. So, gosh, U.S. intelligence is helping kill Russian generals, officials say, the headline reads. And the New York Times had the story handed to them by the Biden administration. And that endangers our people who are in harm's way on the pointy end of the spear in Ukraine and inside Russia. The New York Times typed, "The United States has provided intelligence about Russian units that has allowed Ukrainians to target and kill many of the Russian generals who have died in action in the Ukraine war, according to senior American officials." That usually means intelligence community when you just say American officials. Ukrainian officials say they have killed approximately 12 generals on the front lines, a number that has astonished military analysts. The targeting help is part of a classified effort by the Biden administration to provide real-time battlefield intelligence to Ukraine. Yeah, and once again, they don't really have the kinds of capabilities that you might need to carry out missions like this. That intelligence also includes anticipated Russian troop movements gleaned from recent American assessments of Moscow's secret battle plans for the fighting in the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. The officials said, why don't you just give away everything? Officials declined to specify how many generals had been killed as a result of U.S. assistance. That's not really the key. See? No, oh, well, we can't give you that. That's classified. You've just given away the whole program. You've given away the show. You've given away everything to the New York Times, who you know will fluff you when you're a Democrat, when you're the Biden administration. And this is them. Listen, this is about changing the subject away from all the bad news that they're dealing with, like open borders and skyrocketing crime and murder rates and cities out of control and inflation at a 40-year high. The stock market, page 17 of the Washington Post today, with a more than 1,000-point drop yesterday. Your retirement accounts are, you know, being vacuumed dry. And there's bad news, economic news, national security news. And they're trying to change the subject by leaking highly classified, top-secret, compartmented information to the New York Times. Now, that was an outrage when that story was published 2 days ago. Right now, there is another story, front page lead story, upper right hand corner, front page A section, Washington Post. U.S. intelligence helped Kiev sink Russian warship. What? U.S. officials, you see, attack was Ukraine's call. See how they're taking credit but trying to shovel it off to them at the same time? Trust me, the Kremlin doesn't care. All the Kremlin sees is the U.S. is killing Russian generals. And the U.S. sunk the Russian warship, which was the flagship, their proudest ship, of the Black Sea Fleet. And the Black Sea Fleet, it should be pointed out, at Hillary Clinton's nominating convention in Philadelphia when she was made the Democrat nominee to become president. When the Democrats did a failed salute to the U.S. military, they showed airplanes flying in the air, and they were Spanish airplanes, that is from the country of Spain. They were F-16s made by America, but they had Spanish national markings on them, their salute to the U.S. military. And then their salute to the Navy showed a group of warships, and they were the Russian Black Sea Fleet. On the giant big screen behind the Democrats on the stage while they played, I think, the Soviet national anthem or something, they showed the Russian Black Sea Fleet at Hillary Clinton's nominating convention during their honoring of the U.S. military. Just amazing. So here's the front page. U.S. intelligence helped Kiev sink ship. Attack was Ukraine's call. Yeah, it was their call. It's your call. Washington deepening aid provides key edge. Now, here's the thing about this, and they have four typists on this from the DNC at the Washington Post. The United States provided Ukraine with intelligence that helped Kiev attack and sink the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, the Moskva. That's a name from Moscow. Is that how we should pronounce, since, you know, Kiev, we've gone with, shouldn't we go with Moskva? Should, because you got to pronounce it the way they pronounce it there, right? No English pronunciations. Now let's go with Moskva. I think the Washington Post is angling in that direction. In one of the most dramatic battlefield successes of the 71-day-long war. Remember when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told Congress that it should be 72 hours before Kiev falls? Thoroughly Modern Millie told Congress, and then Congress promptly leaked it, because that's what they do, that he said it'd be 72 hours before Kiev fell. Here we are, before Kiev fell. Now the 71-day-old war, now they say it's going to last years, if not decades. The same guy, Thoroughly Modern Millie, said years, if not decades. 72 hours or 72 years. It's not clear. That's the top military advisor to the president. So that's the front page of the Washington Post. The missile strike by Ukrainian forces. See how they keep doing this? It's the same thing the New York Times did 2 days ago. No, we're just giving them the intelligence. And we have guys in there, and they're pulling the trigger, and they're doing the weapons, and they're, you know, but pay no attention. That'll leak when they need it next month. So the missile strike by Ukrainian forces in April, an extraordinary embarrassment for the Kremlin that deprived Russia of a key vessel in its military campaign, may not have been possible without U.S. assistance. This is the front page of the Washington Post lead story, all right? 2 days after we're killing their generals. This is, now let's go to this Democrat congressman, all right? Democrat congressman from Massachusetts, Gesundheit, named Seth Moulton. Seth Moulton was on the television last night, and he actually served in the Marine Corps, amazingly. What's he doing being a Democrat? And he was on the Fox News Channel, I guess with Brett Baer last night, and he explained, well, the way he sees it, as a former Marine Corps officer and a combat veteran, Bronze Star, two Bronze Stars, and Congressman Seth Moulton last night.
Look, I'm going to support it because it's the right thing to do for Ukraine. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of politics involved, and there will be domestic debates here at home about all their policies and whatnot. But at the end of the day, we've got to realize we're at war. And we're not just at war to support the Ukrainians. We're fundamentally at war, although somewhat through a proxy, with Russia, and it's important that we win.
And it's important that we win. Wait, we're at war with Russia? Here comes Joe Biden, the candidate of the military-industrial complex, the year that will go on for years, if not decades, according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, leaking the most highly classified programs that the U.S. government has to the New York Times 2 days ago and to the Washington Post today. Of course, they actually leaked it 3 days ago to the New York Times and yesterday to the Washington Post. And this is an effort, and it's been effective, because the front page of the newspaper is all about leaks from the intelligence community and the Biden administration about how we are at war with Russia. And Democrat Congressman Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, a former Marine Corps officer, a captain, a decorated combat veteran, is saying, listen, we are at war with Russia, albeit by proxy to some degree or another. But when you start announcing on the front pages of the New York Times and the Washington Post, your friendly neighborhood newspapers, if you're a Democrat, that we are providing the key assistance, wink, wink, all that Putin sees, all that the Kremlin sees, is the United States is waging war against the United States, killing our generals by the busload and sinking our flagship in the Black Sea Fleet. That is the United States. And then Congressman Seth Moulton, he's not lying. He's telling the truth. He's saying that Joe Biden has gotten us into a war with Russia, and the secret stuff is no longer secret because they're announcing it. Now, these are things that you should go to prison for, leaking things like this. But they're doing it for political purposes, of course. Make no mistake. The generals, the New York Times, the flagship of the Black Sea Fleet, the Washington Post, the Democrat congressman saying we are at war, albeit perhaps by proxy, with Russia, and we've got to win. Well, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. What next, Democrats? We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh,
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Whether you're interested in spending less on your monthly mortgage payments or you're considering a cash-out refinance, American Financing is the lender to call. Hey guys, it's Peyton Manning, and I like American Financing because they offer a straightforward mortgage experience, one that's focused on your needs, because there's more to a refinance than just a lower rate. You can consolidate debt, access cash, even shorten your term, and you can learn all about it with a free mortgage review from American Financing. That's right. There's no pressure, no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. Just a simple conversation around ways you can save up to $1,000 a month. So, what are you waiting for? Pre-qualify in 10 minutes by calling 800-700-1687, 800-700-1687, or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Just at war to support the Ukraine.
Bum, 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 bum. That's a South Moulton. So we're not at war just to support the Ukrainians. We're at war with Russia by proxy. Let's play that part of that soundbite again, Jeff, because this is an important soundbite from a Democrat member of Congress about what the Biden administration is doing, and of course leaking it to the New York Times and the Washington Post because they are their allies.
We're not just at war to support the Ukrainians. We're fundamentally at war, although it's somewhat through a proxy, with Russia, and it's important that we win.
There you go. See, there it is. We're not just at war to support Ukraine. We're at war fundamentally with Russia. That's a Democrat congressman. This is the Biden administration. These are the Democrats. Thanks for the U.S. Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. Thanks for all that. Ronald Reagan, of course, won the Cold War. This is your Democrat Party. All right, Jeff, let's go to the telephones. Let's talk to the nice people. We're, of course, at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Philip, formerly of Arlington, now of Aragon. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Apparently, the mainstream media is losing its mind over a recent tell-all book by former Defense Secretary under Trump, Esper, who claims that Trump suggested that we attack drug cartel camps to stem the flow of drugs that are killing Americans. Imagine that. Trump has an actual conversation about, can we do this? And yet, our military is leaking that they are part of assassinating Russian generals and destroying the flagship, and collective D.C. doesn't care. So Trump conversation bad, killing nuclear-armed Russian generals good. We have lost our collective mind.
Yes, we have. And sinking their flagship, and the New York Times proudly says the Biden administration supplying new weaponry that should improve Ukraine's ability to target Russian senior officers, a smaller version of the Switchblade drone, which is now arriving on the battlefield. And here's what the people in the Kremlin know. The people in the Kremlin know that Ukrainian troops are not up to the task of deploying the Switchblade drone. And that means that the Russians know that there are U.S. forces in there that are deploying the Switchblade drone, operating the Switchblade drone. And that puts the pieces together for them right here in the New York Times piece. You don't have to be a Kremlin intelligence analyst. Just amazing. Amazing. That's your Democrat Party. Thank you, Philip. Yeah, and you want to go after the drug cartels? More than 100,000 Americans died in fatal drug overdoses last year. You're the bad guy if you want to go after them.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.